Don and Mike Show. Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once per 6 days. You must comply with the age limitation and restriction for contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 1800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Hello, Americans. This is Paul Harvey. Stand by for news. Jacksonville, Florida. Chuck enjoys marijuana, so he decided to accept Paul Harvey's suggestion. He gave up. He went to the phone. He called me. He ordered a bong. Bong, that's a pipe used to smoke marijuana. I want you to hear this carefully because you're thinking about a Valentine's Day present for somebody you love very much. Quote, my marijuana bong arrived Saturday, and after I opened the box, I was in shock. My eyes were locked open wide. My whole house was now a concert hall. Quote, I'm listening to all of my old CDs again because I have never really heard them before. Quote, with heat eating your ears, you're gouging out and tearing loose and pulling apart, gulping air and tasting black. Your windpipe is closing and you've lost track of which way is out. There's a searing ember down your neck. Somebody's singed a kitten. Now, for that Valentine's Day gift, it's not too early for you to choose a bong. If you're anything but happy with it, I'll buy it back. To locate your nearest dealer, telephone 1-800-BONG.
Get ready for some hot fun tomorrow. The Don and Mike Reno-style show returns to Hooters of Rockville, 1471 Rockville Drive. Come enjoy the scenery as you feast your eyes on the tempting, beautiful, voluptuous figure of the entire Don and Mike crew. Delicious Don, mouth-watering Mike, audacious Bud, red-hot Rob, and John and Joe, your joy boy. The fun starts at 8 p.m., so come out and revel in their sexiness. Oh, yeah, and the Hooters girls are pretty, too. Don and Mike at Hooters of Rockville. We'll see you there, baby. Buzz Burbank is certified clean. Medical documentation on file. Thank you.
Hey, kids, gather round. It's the Don and Mike Show.
Cannonball. Cannonball coming.
Starring Don Geronimo.
Hey, everybody, we're all going to get late.
Wait up, girls. I got a salami I got to hide.
And Mike O'Mara.
Cinderella story, out of nowhere. Former greenskeeper now, about to become the Masters champion.
It looks like I'm a wreck. It's in the hole.
Featuring Buzz Burbank.
You take drugs, Danny? Every day.
Good. What's the problem?
I don't know.
And here they are, two petty fat bastards, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
That's a good one. You know, a tribute to the greatest golf movie ever made. And a good one, tight, bright, and out of sight. Just the way we like them. Thank you to loyal listener Josh.
Hello there.
Hello,
Don. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Suck on that, losers.
We just hit the wall.
You can suck this.
One Prozac a day.
I want to wrestle you so freaking bad. I let you in just so I could feel you on top of me. 24, been
with one man. Well, how bad you want me to get, Jack? If I get it worse, the Johnson office won't pass it. You, ma'am?
Hello.
As always, on this show, it's 1985.
We appreciate it.
That's crap. You know what? This is crap. We're going to stop this. We're just going to stop this.
Cut the jibber jabber.
Whoa, look out! Look out!
I could probably teach you a few things, like, you know, some positions and moves.
Sit your ass down. You're not going anywhere. Suck on that, losers.
All right, well, let's bring that out.
Ladies and gentlemen, here's Don and Mike.
He knows
Who is that?
Bowling for Soup.
Bowling for Soup.
1985. And this is the Don Mike Show. You can tell by the smell. Don and Mike Show, new episode, friends, on this Tuesday.
Tuesday. Hi, friend.
Said that for you, Rob.
Thank you, friend.
Thank you, guys. On this Tuesday, it's 1-0-1-7-0-6, October 17th, 2006. Here's the phone number. One number. 24 lines, no waiting. 877-365-3636.
You know, I'm not much of a musicologist. Is this year new, what you're playing, or relatively new, like within the last 5 years?
A couple of years.
A couple of years?
A couple of years.
I really enjoy it.
We're on your computer.
Thank you, Rob.
Go to our website. Thank you, Rob.
Complimenting the music. Rob is applauding for some reason, like he approves of me approving. Hip. Thank you, Rob. No, I'm not hip.
That's you are, right. Though.
Thanks so much.
What is this rock and roll music you play?
No, I didn't know what it was. I didn't recognize it.
Mike, it's on VH1.
Is it now? Oh, I didn't know. And bring back. That's clever what they did there.
Oh, it's groundbreaking, all right.
It sure is, cutting edge.
You don't hear any.
All the music stops and then it comes right back. Oh, hell, they've been doing that since the 50s.
You don't hear nothing like this on the radio.
Right.
Oh, absolutely original. I like it, though. It's good, you know, it's good garbage rock.
It's poppy.
That's why I like it.
And I do, too.
Good and faggy.
Listen.
What isn't good and faggy, folks? You can hear us on the internet. I got a few other plugs here. It is 1885. DonandMikeWebsite.com. That's where you click on to listen live. That's also where you send us a fabulous fan mail. Now, John Norman is having more ass surgery today.
Oh, that poor guy. Yeah.
John is really having his ass.
He's had this for over 2 months. I mean, he's had it for even longer than that. Yeah. But, I mean, he's been really, like, getting this thing dealt with for 2 months.
There are 13, the lives of 13 West Virginia miners are at stake now.
I've got a quarry.
They are
got a quarry.
We've sent the canaries in there.
Mm-hmm. To see if there's any usable air.
Anyway, John is out with ass surgery.
Yeah.
So, once again, sitting in the back room, we have Travis Bickle.
Hello. Hey, there's my GM.
He doesn't even really have to say hello. We have
there's my winning GM over there. So
there he is. Hello. Hello, Travis.
What's your name?
And then he did that live. That's funny.
Let me see. He's handling the email at the website today. You can email us at DonandMikeWebsite.com anytime you want during the show. And if you want to hear us on iTunes, just click on the front page of our homepage.
It's that easy.
And we have downloads on there as well. And let's see what's happening here before we get to everything else. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys. What's up?
Howdy.
My name's Josh, and you guys just attributed that show open to me, and that wasn't mine.
You're not Josh Ciotti?
Who are you?
I am, but that wasn't my show open, because I don't like that show open, and I don't want you guys attributing that one to me if it's not mine.
What is yours, Josh?
Who are you?
Mine was the Batman-style one.
Hold on a second.
What's your name, sir?
What's your name?
What is your name?
My name's Josh Ciotti.
Oh, you are Josh Ciotti, so we said that was Josh Ciotti, but you didn't do that one.
Correct.
So maybe the one that you did, we attributed to the guy that did that one.
Hold on.
Anybody understand what I just said?
I do.
I do. It's possible.
Let's see what yours is. I've got yours here on the same disc.
Flare.
No, that's
not mine.
That's not yours.
That says number 16.
Huh.
Josh Ciotti.
Oh, so it's a clerical error.
Yeah. Hold on. Let me try.
We do need a secretary.
Let me try the one next to it.
We really do. Thank you, Buzz. You remember.
Not mine.
No, not that one.
Not either.
Let's see. How about this one?
Bang, let's start the show, eh?
I only wish we had all day to sit through.
Well, how does yours start, sir? Tell us. Don't say it's the Batman thing.
Okay, no. Mine starts with a phone call. It's like it's a phone call from a television show.
No.
Do we have one that starts with a telephone call?
Have we played it before?
Yeah, you played mine before. A couple times.
Okay. All right. Well, then.
That's the one that sucked so bad we had to throw it away.
be happy that you will recognize the one that we played is one that we really like today.
Well,
I'm sorry it's not you, but whoever sent it in, good job to them.
Yeah. Well, they are
definitely good job.
Hold on, I have a question. When we played yours, has Don mentioned your name?
Well, it's possible, but I may have missed it. That's
forget it. Then it doesn't count.
You're right.
If you don't remember that, then forget about it.
I think the lesson learned here is that you're Josh Ciotti, but whoever made that last opening made one that was better than Josh Ciotti.
And I hate to piggyback days and themes, but where are you from, Josh?
I'm from Columbia, Maryland.
Huh? Okay.
I know. Hey, sorry.
Didn't you think?
You know, that's kind of like your Gaydar thing.
Yeah, I know.
All your life?
But you see, when I asked...
Sacramento Dar.
I just asked because of the content of the call. I didn't think there was... I thought he might not be from Sacramento.
You're Sac Dar.
But that really would have been a perfect Sacramento call.
Right, goodbye.
Bye!
He wasn't calling to say, hey, you know, he didn't give me the credit. Well, he was, really.
Maybe hello. He's moving.
Hi, Dynamite. How are you?
Dynamite Show. Hello.
Hi. How are you? Hi.
Hi.
Did you watch the Monday Night Football game last night?
Hold on a second. It's time to play...
Who? Yes. What's that say?
Guess the gender. Now, we could either have... Oh, gosh. This could either be, like, a young boy.
Young boy, yeah.
Or it could be a man.
Or it could be a woman.
It could be a woman. Would you say a couple of sentences for us, please?
Oh, my. This can't be a good thing.
Woman.
Older woman.
Older woman. Now, I'd say under 40. I say under 40 woman.
I'm going to say it's a man.
I'll say
it's
Don
a man.
Says man, Buzz says man.
Yeah.
What are ye?
I am a woman.
How old are you?
I'm 35.
I am a winner. Thank you very much.
Not the first time we've been fooled.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, right, Buzz. Not the first time we've been fooled.
And what brand do you smoke?
What brand am I from?
What do you smoke?
I don't smoke.
Oh, I was going for too much there.
Pole. She smokes pole. So,
what? From Philip Morris.
What is your name, m'lady?
My name is Susie.
Susie, is that S-U-Z-Y, S-U-S-Y, S-U-S-I-E, S-U-S-I-E?
Yeah. Winner.
Let's hear it for Suze.
Hi, Susie.
What's up, Susie?
I just want to ask if you watched the game last night.
Are you kidding? One of the best Monday night games I've seen in years.
Oh, I can't believe Arizona blew it. Oh, my God.
Did you stay up for that one?
Well, I'll tell you why, because I had stuff on the line.
Mm-hmm.
So you
watched the whole thing?
No, I was playing Joe, and Joe had the Bears defense.
Uh-huh.
And Joe was about 25 points behind me.
Wow.
And I had that and I got that guy Berryman for Chicago.
Okay.
So I think at the very least Grossman's going to throw to him like for 100 yards.
When they came back from their 20 point deficit in the fourth quarter, I would have thought that maybe their offense would have something to do with it.
No, I was
not. Such was not the case.
I was sitting there watching that, and they're saying, you know, this is unprecedented.
Yep.
Two touchdowns in a row by the Bears defense. It's 11:45. And I'm on the computer, and I'm watching Joe slowly inch his way up, and now he's like within 15 points of me. And the next thing is, it's a punt, 82 yards.
That's it.
Goddamn guy, touchdown.
That's all she wrote.
Touchdown. Oh, but I held on. Held on.
Did you hang on?
Beat him by 4 points.
Wow. Ooh, boy, that's pretty amazing that they got that many points.
Beat him by four and had...
Kenny Green had a nice press conference.
Oh, I've got his paper around.
That's the first real NFL meltdown of the year.
And had a real angry call from Bart last night at about 11:40.
Yeah.
Bart was playing Buzz.
Right.
Bart... had Edger and James going in the game.
Looked pretty good at the beginning of the game.
I was screwed.
And as the game progressed, I guess Bart was ahead of Buzz.
Uh-huh.
And it got down to the point where Bart was, I think, 3 points ahead of Buzz.
Right.
And felt pretty good about things.
That's how I thought it would end.
And the Cardinals were just trying to bless their hearts, run out the clock. And Edger and James fumbled.
Yep.
And that means minus 2 points.
2 points gets taken away.
So right away the phone rings. And it's my boy, who in this case is not a boy. He is 21 and a half.
He's an angry man.
And he says, God damn Edger and James. I say, what's wrong? He says, I am now losing to Buzz.
Ouch.
Losing to Buzz.
Wow.
Oh, God.
Don't go to bed 80 points.
Rob won the money.
Rob was the winner this week. Yeah,
who's the big winner in the casino this week?
What a really good game last night. You know, everybody says that the Cowboys are America's team. But everybody has to like the fact that the Bears are kicking ass.
Well, so many people are jumping on that bandwagon, and they appear to be, well, they didn't appear in the first half to be that good, but they seem like they might be that good.
They sucked on offense. That guy Grossman, if you had him in your fantasy league, Hey, get prepared to suck on that, losers.
Suck on that, losers.
Jesus Christ.
John Norman's started Rex Grossman and realized -7.
-7. Ouch. Oh, that hurts. All right. Thank you, Susie, lady who sounds like a man. And, yeah, let's start today with Dennis Green.
Wow.
Of the,
who can blame the guy?
Of the Arizona Cardinals.
Blame him.
Last night after the game. And the audio doesn't really do it justice. You have to see the video because you have to see him get mad.
He's so mad.
And you have to see him push the microphone out of the way.
Right.
And then stomp off.
He's so angry.
He's so pissed.
Angry at the reporters. Angry at his team. Angry at their opinion of the Bears.
Here he is. Dennis Green.
The Bears are what we thought they were. They're what we thought they were. We played them in preseason. Who the hell takes a third game in a preseason like it's bull? We played them in the third game. Everybody played three quarters. The Bears are who we thought they were. And that's why we took the damn field. Now, if you want to crown them, then crown them. But they are who we thought they were. And we let them off the hook.
After he screams, he stands and he gives you that look like, don't F with me, fellas. And he stands there for like a good 10 seconds.
I like a coach like that. You know, really, I would love it if more coaches were like that because you know they all feel that way inside when they lose a game like that. It was great.
Denny Green.
Denny Green.
Denny Green. You know what? What the hell? Let's just do our fantasy thing. Well, someone just bring the stuff into me. We don't need a big presentation.
Don't have it. He has it at home.
Hey, come on. Some dumbass here, just go to our site. Yeah, like, please, like, John has got the super secret formula. Just go to the website, somebody, and print out the results from last night. Please. Please and thank you. Thank you very much, John. Well, John's got all the information. What do you mean? We all log on to the website in the morning to see how we did.
We all know who won.
Yeah.
We all know, you know. Of course, I wouldn't know if I lost. Well, no, I guess I would. I looked at it. I must confess, I did take a peek. I took a peek on Monday. Travis, I really did. But I got my team is in such incredible control right now. My GM is doing such an outstanding job that I really don't have to dwell with these details.
Well, I am like many fantasy people, just really up S Creek next week. God damn, I got, besides the fact Sean Alexander is hurt, I've got six guys on bye.
Yeah.
Six guys that are bisexual next week.
Wow. My general manager informed me earlier that we had to pick up a new quarterback.
Who'd you get?
Well, Mark Bulger, I guess, is on bye next week.
Yes,
so, Travis, who was our pickup this week?
Philip Rivers of your San Diego Chargers.
Philip Rivers, son of Joan. And we're very excited about this.
Not bad. All right, guys. Well, I guess they're just, you know, when I'm at home, it's a pretty easy process.
Uh-huh. He's printing it out. It's on the printer right now.
He's printing it for you.
See, Rob, he's printing it.
Here he is. Come on now. Come on, Kong. Here we go.
And he can present himself with the money. Well, yeah. He was the overwhelming winner.
Thank you very much, Kong. Here we go. Fantasy League, and this would be for week number 6.
Uh-huh.
Your scores are, in a nail biter, Bart, my son, the Fighting Drunks get beaten by Buzz, the Buzz Killers. 81-80, Buzz wins.
Sweet.
Wow. Let me see. DJ Daisy, our listener from Baltimore.
Sorry, son.
Gets beat by the Americans, 107-65.
Another incredibly solid victory by the Americans, who are on a, we're not out of the playoffs at all. We're making our push now.
All right, now let me see. Then you go to, the game of the week. It's the two best teams, me against Joe. And I beat him, 111-107.
If you do so say so. What is it, if you do say so yourself?
Well, I'm 5-1, Mike.
Yeah.
He's only 5-1 team in the league.
Yep.
And winning the money.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, I am.
I know.
Well, now what?
That's the equivalent of doing the dance in the end zone right there.
Hold on a second, Tex. You take 5 minutes talking about the moves.
It was nowhere near 5 minutes.
Seemed like 5 minutes.
Yeah, well, I've had such a terrible beginning of the season, you know.
I've not. I've had a beautiful beginning.
I know you have.
And I've lowballed it. I've not come in here and I've not been screaming.
That's
about
the
it.
Thing. You see, I'd like to see you not lowball it. What that was kind of matter of fact, and that's even more annoying.
Get into that in a moment,
right?
And then Yes, Rob won his game as well.
No details on the stats. It was an incredible point total.
I don't.
One of the top three scores in the history of the league, Don. 149 points.
I don't really know.
Was it really one of the top three scores?
Rob, I'm not kidding you, friend.
I have right
hey, here. Friend, take a look at all of these sheets that you just printed
Rob
out.
Rob has it.
Hold on. Take a look at the sheet you printed out for me and tell me if your score is on there.
Why, it's not. But I have it right here.
He's holding it.
What is your score?
Did you do that on purpose? Hold your own score?
I did not, but it worked out really well.
What was your score?
John Norman had 76 points. I had 149.
Oh, Jesus.
149.
How much money did you win?
I think 50 bucks.
50 bucks.
All right, so how about the standings?
How about them?
I have those in front of me.
Okay, here now is Buzz Burbank with our week 6 standings.
Trailing the league, our listener, the Baltimore Goats, with a 1-5 record. Next up from that, tied at 2-4, the Fighting Drunks and Mr. Difficult. That's Bart and John Norman.
Uh-huh.
And then next up from that, at 3-3, the Americans.
Sorry.
I agree with you. I think it has to be redone.
Buzz.
Yeah.
I really do. He had the information, and he gets credit for that, right?
You want it by division or what? I started at the bottom, working my way up to the top.
How about just say, you know.
It ought to be broken down into the divisions.
In the dumb division.
All right, I can do that.
And in the dumber division.
I was giving you the whole league bottom to top.
Start at the bottom and go to the top. Here, right. Now, once again.
We're going to go bottom to top.
Take two.
Why don't we go top to bottom?
Well, top to bottom is the way it should be.
Isn't that the way they do it on ESPN?
That's the way they do it. You go to the leaders down to the bottom.
Don't they say, look, there's Philadelphia
exactly.
First place. Okay, now.
I keep meaning to watch ESPN.
Here was week 6 score.
Haven't gotten around to
is
it.
Is Guy Birdley.
In the dumber division, tied for first place, the Westies and the Buzzkillers at 4-2.
That's you, right?
That's right.
All right,
congratulations.
Yes. One more small thing.
Yeah.
I think maybe instead of saying the names of the teams, you could just say who on the show it is.
Okay, maybe
that would be helpful to me. Even
maybe really someone else could shout that out because I don't always know.
I'll do that.
I can do it.
Can you just bring it in here?
As soon as I print it out, I was reading it off the screen.
We are in the process. Incidentally, ladies and gentlemen, this is our fantasy football week in review, which we normally do on Tuesday.
And, of course, we'll take your Fantasy
now.
Geek Roto calls here in a second. We've got Cinnamon Stardom coming up.
Look forward to next week with my new quarterback, Phil Silvers.
We've got your Fantasy Sleepers and your Fantasy Busts. And, of course,
come on, team.
And, of course, our segment devoted to T.O.
and everything that is T.O.
Thank you. All right, Buzz, here's how you do that.
All right. I got 149 points.
Here are your standings. In the dumber division, Joe Artinger in a first-place tie with Buzz. Both teams have a record of 4-2. Solid. Followed by Rob Spiewak at 3-3.
500 ball.
Hanging in there.
And bringing up the rear is B.J. Daisy at 1-5.
Tough season for the rookie.
Yeah.
In the dumb division... Oh, look at that. I'm your leader at 5-1.
Only one loss.
In second place, Mike O'Mara, 3-3.
Nipping at your heels.
Three games behind.
What number was that?
You're number two.
That was how many games behind?
You're two behind.
Oh.
Three games behind is Bart.
I was hoping you'd do the three.
Bart. Okay. Bart's in third place, tied with John Norman. They both have records of 2-4.
There you have it.
So that's what's
well, happening. It sounds like you're already safely in the playoffs then. Would that be accurate? Or
see what happens next week.
It's not statistical yet. Although,
well, our season ends a little early.
It's a 14-week season.
Oh, it is a 14-week.
14 weeks.
Well, it's 14 weeks in the NFL. It's not 14 weeks in our game.
Yes, it is.
It is.
Because the 15th week is our playoffs.
And the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So, yep, went to the waiver wire today. Picked up a couple of gems.
Waiver wire.
Who'd you get?
I don't know. Some guy from Green Bay. Some receiver from Green
Bay.
Well,
is he good?
I guess I'm just loading up on receivers.
Ah, okay.
And that running back, Jones, from Jacksonville. Picked him up today.
Cleopatra.
Picked him up today.
And Joe and I are tied for second.
Pardon, Buzz?
Joe and I are tied for second in the league. 4-2 records. I'm very proud of. Thank you for the music.
How are they doing individually?
As I said, they're both tied for first place in the dumber division.
Right.
With a record of 4-2.
Right.
Yeah, but does it matter where you are in the league? It really matters where you are in the division as far as the playoffs are concerned,
that's
right?
That's how a regular sports fan would look at it.
So if the playoffs were held today, you and I would go to the playoffs along with Joe and Buzz.
Buzz and Joe, correct.
Right. Right.
That's how you look at it.
I am not looking at nothing.
Right, Mike's doing that without the advancement of looking at the internet.
That's why I'm so incredibly proud of my general manager Travis, who's really just picked it up. He really is paying attention.
Mike, can he win?
And I just get to take all the credit.
Okay, Buzz. Yes. Again, that bulletin was
that I'm doing very well and would make the playoffs if they were held today.
And more importantly,
you really can't argue with that.
You still have Peyton Manning up for grabs.
A lot of
people want to know, you still have him on the trading block.
Yeah, because the sign's off the bathroom door.
I would recommend you have a nice word with that gentleman sitting in back of you.
I'll have to check with my manager.
Travis, am I right about that?
Currently in
Russia. Yeah, we want him. We want him. We'll make a deal for you.
Where did you say your manager was?
He's in Russia.
Siberia, to be specific. You have never given your general manager credit.
No,
does he wish to remain anonymous?
He does.
He or she.
Now, that I'm suspicious of.
He or she.
Probably a she.
Wouldn't you think?
Probably some matronly Georgia frontier-y, you know.
No, I don't think it's like
woman
that
with big blue scarves.
Like the Mary Tyler Moore Show.
She does me a favor, I do her a favor.
Sue Ann Niven calling the shots for Buzz's team.
One last football note from this last weekend. Here now is the tape of our friend James Brown, Harvard-educated James Brown, and two indeeds. This is his crutch.
Country Chief on Freeman.
That would be Joe Besser.
That would not be JB.
He's on the Fox show.
Joe Besser, to the best of my knowledge, did not go to Harvard.
They are both labeled as JB, Joe Besser and James Brown.
Easy mistake to make.
Back to you, JB.
Pretty badly indeed.
He signed a 10-year contract.
A hefty number indeed.
There you go.
Boy, he's really low-key in the indeed.
Got him. Let's hear them again.
Back to you, JB.
Pretty badly indeed.
He signed a 10-year contract.
A hefty number indeed.
And I know who he was talking to there. That was Charlie Cassilly.
Charlie Cassilly.
I am Charlie Cassilly.
All right. So there's your fantasy football update.
Yeah.
We have a big party tomorrow night. The Reno-style show.
Oh, boy.
And the return of some of our reindeer games.
We are going to be out in Rockville, Maryland.
That include saucy adult language.
Oh, yeah. Lovely, lovely, lovely.
That's tomorrow night starting at 8 o'clock. We'll be at the Hooters in Rockville. Don't cost nothing to get in. Get there early, get there often. We'll see you tomorrow night. There's an ad. I'm glad I remember this. Speaking of football, an ad that ran all weekend, and I'm noticing now continues to run. It's for Volkswagen. Now, my question is, really, what dumbass is going to buy a car because it comes with a guitar that you can plug in to the ashtray and play through your speakers in the radio?
You're kidding.
Have you not seen the ad?
No.
Well, now, it's with Slash.
We have a winner.
It's from Slash. Okay, Travis would.
You actually...
It's
got a special, like...
Here's the ad.
A jack in the car?
Yes, it's Slash, you know, from Guns N' Roses, wearing his crazy hat.
Right.
And he's standing in front of a bunch of Volkswagens that are loaded in crates like they would be on a double-decker, a truck moving across the country.
Well, two words of Slash is in the car. Scotchgard.
And he goes over with his big crazy hat and plugs this into the car.
Uh-huh.
And it's not cordless, obviously, because he's plugging it in. He steps away from the car and starts going... And then they're like, get a guitar and plug it in the car when you buy the brand new Volkswagen. And I'm thinking,
is it real?
Yes.
This is...
You mean the car's got an amp in it?
This is the thing.
I thought, like you, this has to be a goof. I went to the website.
Hmm?
It doesn't come with a special amp.
No.
It plays through the radio.
Right. Of the car?
In the car.
Good radio.
How stupid is that? I think maybe the dumbest ever. And the question I have for you, the great Loyal Unwashed, of who I feel so strongly...
Is it a specialty guitar? Is it a special kind of jack? They don't give any of those details, do they?
Does it matter, Jack?
How bad you want me to get, Jack?
Yeah.
If I get any worse, the Johnson office won't pass it.
it's a special edition guitar that comes with a Volkswagen.
Right. So buy a Volkswagen, get a guitar. The guitar actually comes with the car.
Yes. Now, what is the thought process here? That you're going to be playing while you're driving? Well, I hope not. then I guess the other thought is maybe what, you're going to just pull into your driveway one day and say,
I'm going out to the
God damn,
car
I feel
to
like,
practice?
I feel like jamming. I'm going to go open both of the doors so I get good speaker sound.
Yeah, but Jesus, talk about a narrow audience. I mean, they're targeting a relatively small group of players.
Just for the image.
Yeah, he likes it.
I know.
But it is maybe the dumbest ad. I mean, they've had a lot of really good ads.
Is it a small, like tiny Volkswagen, or is it a family truckster
it's
Volkswagen?
It's a bug.
It's a bug.
It's the Beetle.
So it's, I mean, you're targeting the young demo.
It's the Beetle.
The very young demo.
I guess so. The young and the retarded, the name of my new soap opera.
There's another ad that, for the same thing, and it's Christopher Guest in his Spinal Tap outfit.
Oh, I've seen
and he's
that
doing
one.
The same one.
Now, I've seen that one, but he's see, like, but Christopher Guest is like standing up on top of some amps and stuff.
Now that's funny.
The punchline on that one is this amp has airbags.
Mm. Yeah, but they're really marketing this like you can plug a guitar into the stupid car.
You know, it's funny because I'd have to see the ad because I'm still having trouble believing that it's so stupid to actually see
right.
someone pull in
you.
With a bug and just like
stupid or brilliant.
Oh God!
Come on.
You know what would be good for is campers.
Meanwhile, the other ad. That just continues to slay me, and I'm sorry, I am really retarded.
He's mentally retarded.
First off, everybody's seen it 1,000 times. It's the one with the monkeys, and it's the one with the laser pointers, where the guy's making the presentation, and at the end, all the monkeys do the laser pointer on the guy's crotch.
Right.
I fall out like, really, I'm a mongoloid. Every time that commercial is on.
I used to like going with the money on fire. Where the one guy, where the one monkey has the dollar.
It's
the dollar bill that he's lighting on fire. And they turn the chart back in the right direction.
Upside down.
Well, monkeys
and
work. Monkeys have always worked.
God damn, is that great. All right, hold on. Here come a bunch of calls about this car. Oops. Hold on. Well, what's going on here? Hello, Don Ann. Mike Show. Hello.
Oh, dear.
Is it happening again?
Hello? Are we having issues, technical?
Don and Mike, remember yesterday it was them, not us.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Yeah, hello? We're here. Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, isn't it just like an MP3 jack that you can plug in your iPod or anything like that, and they're just doing the guitar on the side?
I mean, maybe they are, but isn't it retarded?
Yeah, they're just it's just a different avenue for them to say you've got an extra jack in here that you can plug your
But isn't it retarded?
I'm sure Joe Artinger likes it.
You know, that's the second time.
He's not
his name has been invoked. Is he commenting on this? Does he have any thoughts on this?
Joe,
do you have any opinions on this?
Joe would be right with
1,000.
Real guitars by amplifiers.
Right. Amen.
Amen. Now, you know what? You didn't let us down, Joe.
All right. Thank you, Joe. Let's try this.
Maybe
one high.
It's the time factor.
God and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, that guitar that comes with that Volkswagen is one of those $100 guitars you get at Walmart, too. It's real cheap.
Have you seen it?
Yeah, they're advertised as a first act guitar.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Which is the bottom of the line. You buy them at Walmart.
I'm just amazed. I think so much less of you people that are calling now saying that it's great because it's an iPod jack.
That's fine. But I agree with Joe. I really do, as I always do. I agree with Joe when he says real guitarists use amps. It's an amplifier.
It's fine with me to have a car that has an iPod jack.
Mm-hmm. Seems like they're doing the brat appeal, too, you know, that they're appealing to brats.
Right.
Like you know, rich parents that are going to buy their kids a car.
Rebellious you.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show. Just stupid.
Hope they still have the blood base.
I got to go for a ride. Where's my git box, man?
Mom, take me to school so I can play.
Where's my ox? Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
You're on the air. Howdy.
Hey, Don. Couldn't you plug a microphone into that and use it like a Mr. Microphone in the car?
Hey, good looking. We'll be back to pick you up later.
You could.
That's right. All right, get out of here.
It was just a random thought.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
A deep random thought.
I'm driving.
Mom, where's the keys to my car?
Come on. I want a job. I'm going to job on my way to school.
I'm going to the car, Mom. Do not bother me. Okay. Hello, Volkswagen. Yeah. I'm jamming.
Mom, if you don't want me to do it in my bedroom, I'll go down to the Volkswagen. Mom!
Hold on a second.
Mom, throw me the flipping keys.
Rob, find me the sound effect of a car starting up.
If you don't like me doing it in Jimmy's bedroom, I'm going to the car. Mom.
I'll get out. I'll leave the flipping house. Damn it, mother.
Ma!
Mother!
Well, Rob gets that. Let's see who's here. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello. You're on the air.
Yeah, what if they started selling the Volkswagens with a monkey that came with it?
Well, now I'm buying. Now I'm buying.
Norm McDonald's calling in right now.
Plug the monkey into the red lighter.
Yeah, how about that monkey? That caused a stir, wouldn't it?
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don and Mike. Did you see the commercial last night for Lexus about the car that parks itself?
No, I had read about that, though. There's a Lexus now that allegedly parallel parks by itself.
Now, there's an innovation.
It's called the Stephen Hawking.
The Stephen Hawking car.
Would you trust it to park your car, though, if you bought a Lexus?
Well, I guess if you tried it one time and it worked, you'd get practiced in a different area. What's it got, those sensors on it? Where does it help you parallel park, or does it actually do the parallel parking?
It's supposed to parallel park, like on a city street, by itself.
Very cool.
That you do not, it's like the Tom Cruise movie or the Will Smith movie where you get in the car and really you don't do anything. It's that point where you just...
we're getting there. It's telling you we're long overdue. They predicted this would happen a lot earlier.
Oh, but we're talking about the Volkswagen, though.
Mm-hmm.
Mom! God damn it, Mom. Where are my keys?
I just want to practice my flipping guitar.
God, stupid bitch.
I'm really busy right now.
Thank God I got my new Volkswagen with my guitar. Now. Yeah, my Volkswagen. I couldn't do this in a Toyota
one. Oh, I love this. I can listen to this every day. And the car.
I am so cool.
That is so sad. What the hell happened to Eddie? I saw some Eddie on the telly.
You know what happened to Eddie?
Eddie on the telly. Eddie looks seriously like he doesn't have any teeth.
What's happened to Eddie is a little Mac Davis has slipped into Eddie.
Yeah, Mac Davis with a little bit of, living under the subway.
Yeah.
For a while,
yeah.
You know, Mac Davis, for those of you who can remember the young, vibrant Mac Davis, the Mac Davis that I love from the Glenn Campbell Good Time Hour, the Mac Davis that would sing Baby, Baby, Don't Get Hooked on Me.
The checkered shirt Mac Davis.
The Mac Davis from North Dallas 40.
Yes. Maybe even a little earlier than that.
That young man has became, I think when he played, who did he play on Broadway? Their head. When he
Annie, Get Your Gun.
Yeah. Yeah. That's when he first appeared as
Craggy Man.
As the inside of a cigarette that had just been smoked. That if you actually took a cigarette and peeled it from the inside out with a wrapper,
you'd get Mac Davis's face.
Yeah. And that is now what's happened to this guy's face.
Craggy Man.
Yeah. Mike, if only they took care as you and I do.
You know, and treated their bodies as temples, like we have for years.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Jesus.
Hello.
Mike, how are you?
Hi, we're doing great.
Hey, that car with the guitar, I figure they're marketing it for 25-year-olds that still want to pick up chicks on the boardwalk. You know, 16-year-olds would probably dig that.
Now, I would imagine if you went down to the boardwalk as a 16-year-old, you popped open the door of your Volkswagen Bug, you had your cheap little guitar, and you're sitting in the driver's seat playing the guitar. The little girls might think it was cute.
Jesus.
That sounds like it's got a bad belt, that car. The car.
Just retarded. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, they're looking for spokespersons on their commercials. They're having an advertisement online where the when you get the Volkswagen, you can get the amp and you can play a song. And if your song's the best, they'll make you a spokesperson on one of their commercials.
You know, whoop-de-doo.
I think they're aiming rather narrowly. And I really say so.
Whoop-de-doo to that.
I just thought I'd share it.
All right.
Play guitar.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show. Howdy. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike. It's Matt.
Hey, what about his fingers? Have you seen Slash's fingers when they show that close-up of him playing?
Yeah, you know, that's an excellent point.
Are they painted?
He's got some funky fingers.
There is some fungus growing there.
Yeah,
probably calluses.
Mike, it looks like stuff like maybe...
No, more than calluses. It looks like he's put that somewhere he shouldn't.
Yeah,
really?
It almost looks like he has dirt under his fingernails.
Maybe something worse.
Well, look at him. I mean, if you look at Slash from a distance, you think those are going to be clean hands?
Does Slash work in a jewelry store?
Is he a little person?
But why would they show a close-up if they knew his fingers and that hand?
Now, come on. We got to get back to that. That's because Scott the Angry Argumentative Dwarf
works in a jewelry store cleaning and repairing jewelry, which just trashed his little fingers.
His
elfin fingers.
His elfin hands would not be like the Keebler elves.
Yeah, I mean, and that's what he always said. We always thought, you know, for a while, before we found out he worked in the jewelry store, that it was neglect.
Tiny fingers caked with dirt.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Scott.
Midget fingers.
Oh, dear. Oh, man. He lives out near me.
Yeah.
I'll get one of those little elfin knocks, drunken elfin knocks on the door at like 2 in the morning.
Incidentally, look for them in your grocer's freezer.
What?
Midget fingers.
Oh, be careful.
Are they delicious?
He's got a short fuse.
Hello. Don and Mike, are you there?
I'm here.
Yes, what can we do for you?
Just about the Volkswagens. The alternative ad campaign was not only fags drive us.
Okay, now... Listen, we got a choice here. We can either do the thing where all your calls are blocked out
forever,
or you can tell us where your mom lives.
Toronto.
Okay, that's acceptable. Thank you.
And right now, for a bonus, just for some bonus points in case you ever call in and screw up again, who's your mom doing right now?
You.
No, oh, so close.
That was the wrong answer.
Oh, although I've been compared to this great man many times before.
I say you give him half credit.
Your
he gets 50% because the main answer would have been an entity. That's your hint, an entity. Can you figure out the entity?
I'm sorry?
No. Mike, you may know him as Lucifer.
Beelzebub.
Bouillabaisse.
Yeah, old Scratch.
Or my friend, just good old Satan.
The devil.
That's who your mom is with. That's where her head is right now, in Satan's lap.
In Satan's service.
Satan had her bent over.
Well, hey, way to join in. Thank you. Thanks for piling on yourself.
Thank
and your
you.
Mom.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.
Do you think Satan's doing everything with your mom?
In that pile?
Oh, he's gone. I think that is a yes.
He just hung up.
What a shame.
Too bad.
Hello.
Satan's doing everything with your mom.
Mike Joe.
Anything you want.
Anything you want. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Very well, thank you.
Hey, did you see the one about the Nissan Sentra? The guy says you can virtually live out of this car for whatever, so he's making like an indie little film about him living in the back of a Sentra for like 7 days.
Well, we've known people on this show with Messer cars that have done that.
Hello, Carl.
Rob Grippy.
Rob Grippy.
Right.
Right, Rob Grippy, man who lives in van.
Right.
Homeless man. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hi.
Don, I want to know if you heard about those new GMs. You know how you're talking about the Lexus, the park, or that parks by itself?
Yes.
New GMs. If you're like in a 10-foot radius of a minority, they lock the doors automatically.
That's not funny.
Now, once again,
horrible.
I've got to say that. Well, first off, is that a joke or is that a real product?
Hold on.
Is that a joke or a real product?
No, of course it's a joke.
Oh, dear. Well, then let me just throw those guys your way. Once again, you violated the prime directive.
Yes, the prime directive of no jokes.
You leave the driving to us.
But like the old GTE commercial, you will.
The question is, do you want to be banned forever or tell us where your mom lives?
My mom lives in Whoreville.
And who's she doing right now?
Satan or Saddam.
There you go. Bonus.
Satan or Saddam.
Bonus point.
Wow.
How about she's doing both of them? one of those scenes.
In the cell?
One of those scenes where... The girl's busy.
Oh, yeah.
With both hands.
Sure. Oh, if you wanted to do the whole thing, you'd have maybe Satan, Saddam, Osama.
Yeah.
Hold on one second there. Sometimes, if you've got enough, I got to be careful with the new FCC thing.
Right.
But sometimes if you're watching an adult movie that has just a real, real great ending to it.
Mm-hmm.
It will leave you with, you'll need a Kleenex because you'll be, I mean, you would just be, you know, covered with tears.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of times, if it's like one guy, okay. Two guys, okay. Mm-hmm. If you're watching four guys, is that gay?
Yes. Huge. Okay.
Thank you.
Huge gay.
I just needed to find out.
Look, you know, I don't know. I mean, all I know is I find that about as disgusting as it gets.
Because
I hate it. And it seems to be very popular.
The shot that I ended up on, one of the many times that I compulsively have gone and ordered porn on DirecTV was, it ended up with a real nice girl and you know.
And everybody.
Four guys.
Within like a minute.
Yeah, well, no, virtually at the same time.
Okay.
At the very end, that's
what I hate.
At the very end of the movie.
I can't stand to watch that.
She's just surrounded by...
It's just totally
appendages.
Gross. It's gross.
And I really thought about it and thought, you know, I'll watch one.
Yeah.
Maybe two. Three, I don't know. Four, definitely, almost like I'm watching gay porno.
And that would be the... Yeah. So the line is between three and four. No, I think the line is after two. Because three is still... Three, you got a guy... You know why?
Why?
Oh, see, I guess we have to be careful with this.
You can do it.
And here's what grosses me out. With two, you got... they don't have to worry about themselves. With more than two, one guy... Unless, of course, you're talking about...
They never all do it the same.
They really don't, no. You've got a couple of guys that are over there
and they
have to be, and I hate that.
They're getting ready to come into the game.
Yeah, exactly. And that's just warming up. That's fear growth.
You have guys that are standing there warming up, waiting to get into the game.
And usually that kind of content, it's disembodied heads.
Yeah.
You don't see the guys' faces.
And
it's gross.
You really don't see a lot of the girl except her face.
Right.
Hey.
And she's just sitting there. And for some really weird reason, she appears to be grateful.
That's
never
what they pay her for.
Never quite. Good. Yeah, I suppose you're right. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Never could understand that.
She loves it. She loves it.
Well, she appears to be, or she's just a fine actress.
Right. But I think that two's okay.
Two's
three
okay.
Is where you got a problem, and four, you know, that's where I think. Hold on a second.
And since we're on the subject, and we can actually dance around this without. Getting in trouble. I think we all know how to do that. I really do believe that part of film is the ultimate acting on the part of the lady. I think that is the part where she is truly acting the most.
You ever try that with a real girl?
No. Yeah, but I mean, no. You see that, and you're making my point for me there.
You ever try that with a real girl?
I mean, it's like get the hell out. Go to your car. Play the guitar.
It's like, hey, I saw something, Ellie. She's like, no way.
Yeah.
Hello.
Probably
what? Hello.
It seems like in the real world,
you have to.
That is not exactly requested by women very often.
No. I mean, it's, you know, women are okay. Neck down once in a while. You want to do some of that action.
Women are okay watching. They don't mind that happening. However, I just don't think that they like that particular direction.
And I don't know why.
Yeah, I can't imagine why not.
Well, hold on. Why is that any more degrading than anything else they do for us?
Or what we do for them.
Oh, yeah, please. You know, really, what we do for you,
well, there you
is
go.
A hell of a lot more work than what you do for us.
So it's all good.
Really. Because we are like a bottle that... The top is ready to come off. You don't even have to unscrew it. You know, no pun intended. A woman? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, but
you got to get a jar opener to get the top off that thing.
But conversely, you could make the argument in most cases, you know, and I mean most cases, there are exceptions to the rule. In most cases, women are not like dropping a bunch of Mentos in the Pepsi bottle either.
You know? Right.
Which we are. You know what I mean? However, and I've seen that recently, too, on that lovely little website that they have a lot of that. That seems to be their particular, they find Mentos women. Which really, and I'll be honest with you, I wouldn't want to be there, but as far as just observing that, I find it fascinating.
Yes.
I truly find that fascinating.
Like an Indiana Jones.
But I wouldn't want to be anywhere near there.
Really?
No. Oh, would you? Really?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I'm okay with that.
You know what we're talking about.
We're talking about the same thing.
You know,
that's like a sideshow act.
Amen.
Oh,
Quincy.
Would you want to be, with, seriously, would you?
Of course not in this new world that we know. They just hit the button. You can't say that.
Ah, well, now we know.
All right. Well, it's, yeah, I understand what Mike is saying. Yeah.
I wouldn't want to be anywhere near that. But I don't mind.
Either.
I don't mind seeing it like in a voyeuristic capacity.
But getting back to the original point, I think we're agreed that, you know,
Your instincts are right on.
But
too many,
why?
Spoilers. But yeah, as a matter of fact, more than two would be gay.
Why is it that gals don't enjoy that treat that guys enjoy so much? You know.
Which treat?
What I'm saying is at the very end, when...
You mean like they don't... You mean why is it they don't enjoy the fruits of our labor?
Why is it that if given the chance to help someone with red eyes, for instance,
mm-hmm.
if you want to give them some homemade Visine,
yeah.
You know, maybe...
Why aren't they... Yeah. Because they're not. Because they, you know what? I'm going to give them credit because they're smart.
I know. I certainly wouldn't want it either.
Right.
But on the other hand, you know, I'm not a woman.
Exactly.
So.
And I mean, there are, once again, there are probably exceptions to the rule.
And it's not a deal breaker for me. It's like, hey, trust me, I don't go home every night and go, God, my life would be complete if only I could.
Right.
You know.
Me neither. I don't think about it that much. It just seems to me to be real acting when you see that in a movie. And isn't that really, as far as movies go, that is the standard move now. That is the standard move.
It's a great ending. It's a great ending to a movie, man.
But, you know, I remember I one time was speaking with Andy Rooney. I said, Andy, what about four guys in one scene? He said, Too many. We need to break for out of courtesy for our guests.
Oh, that's right. Oh, listen, now, when we come back on today's L2L.
Yes.
We're going to try something that we tried one time with Al Roker, where we actually talked to Al Roker like we were Larry and Larry.
Mm-hmm.
We've got an even better set of guests. Today.
A set of guests.
Wow.
A set of guests will be joining us in just a moment. Real Hollywood
royalty?
Recording royalty.
Ooh,
recording royalty.
Wow.
Millions are sold. Millions of records sold.
Well, I like records. They make music, right?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Why did I go home? I said, Sean. Why no face? You crazy.
She looked at me and said, because I'm normal. Oh, God, now you got me thinking about him.
She said,
oh.
I'm not like one of the girls in your movies.
Oh, my God. Dust in the wind. Him, Jerry Springer, and Charlie Rose. Simultaneously.
And Andy Rooney.
Whoa.
And Regis. Hey, this is fun.
Oh, Danny boy.
Okay. We'll be right back. Real live celebrities. We're coming right back.
Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
Let's take a call. Cape California. Hello.
Hi, Larry.
Hi.
Don Imus. How are you doing today? Love your radio show. Can you tell me what happened to Don and Mike in New York City? If they're not on live anymore?
Are they back on? They were taken off for a while. Are they on or not on the air in New York, Don?
Don and Mike?
Yeah.
You know, I don't know whether they're on or not.
Well, Don and Mike are on. They're on in Washington, right? Don and Mike.
I think that's where they originated from, yeah.
Yeah. Las Vegas, hello. Sacramento, California, hello.
Larry King, I want to commend you on your choice of spinners tonight.
It is black.
I know. This quality, though. This money that belongs to the Iraqi people, can they get that back from Saddam? And are we going to get Don and Mike on the Armed Forces Radio over in Iraq?
Good question. That's a good question. Nick, I'm sorry, Nick. Christopher, can they get the money some way to send that money back to the people? He probably took it from them.
The Don and Mike Show. Down in the heart.
That's right. Took it from them. All right, number two. Hey Rob, where's the famous fizz? The guy saying that we're back.
Flying around somewhere?
You know, that guy.
Dude Walker. That's his name. The voice. Where's the voice?
The voice of the Don and Mike Show. Here he is. Now we can get right to our guests who are standing by.
Jesus. You
as their muse.
Yeah.
Don and Mike.
All right, there you go. Now, let's get to action. Make it happen.
Live from Washington, D.C., it's the Larry King Show. King Show features interviews with interesting guests from around the world and telephone calls from across North America. It's a presentation of the Mutual Broadcasting System. And now the host of the program, here's Larry.
Hi. Hi, brother.
I'm...
You got a surprise party for me today.
I'm Lay King.
Hi, this is Lay King. We're back on the Lay King Show with a very, very special segment.
We've had all kinds of celebrities join us on Lay. Our next group of entertainers, really, they go rock and roll style.
They need no introduction.
It slays me. If I had a car, and the car came with a plug for a guitar,
you'd play their music?
I'd play the music.
Hey, that's great, brother. Who is it?
Let's welcome now rock and roll legends, Daryl Dragon and Tony Tennille, the Captain and Tennille.
Whoa, the Captain and Tennille. Hi, guys.
Hi there, guys. This is Tony.
Hi, Tony. Tony,
that's a boy's name, right?
That's right. It's a boy's name, but she's hot.
No, it's not a boy's name. If it's spelled with an I, it comes from Antoinette, which mine does. It's a girl's name.
Whip was Captain male or female?
It depends on who's at the helm, Captain.
Captain, you wore sunglasses all the time.
Yeah, basically.
Are you blind?
Well, that's another story.
You're not blind. You're gifted with sight.
Yeah, it goes back to my childhood. The kids used to make fun of me. So I put on the glasses, they don't make fun of me, because I have the biggest eyes in the world.
Do you still wear the hat when you perform, Captain?
When I perform, yeah.
How is Neil Sedaka's back?
What's that?
I know in your song...
Sedaka is back.
How is Neil Sedaka's back?
Well, you know, I have never seen Neil's back.
We would imagine he's got the dark hair, so, well, now, probably gray now, but we would assume it might be a little hairy. What say you?
Probably so. Yeah. He's never allowed me to see it, though.
Did you say your name was Antoinette, and that... Tony is short for Antoinette?
Absolutely.
Are you going to go? You know, there's a good movie coming out. It's going to be all about Marie Antoinette. You know, she's from France.
Yeah.
France.
Yeah, let them eat cake.
You going to go see Marie Antoinette?
Well, I'm going to go see the Queen as soon as it comes to town.
Oh, that's right. That's the movie about Elizabeth, one of the Elizabeths, right?
Helen Mirren is starring, and it's supposed to be brilliant.
Yeah, brilliant actress.
You had the bulldogs, right?
Yes, we do. In fact, we have an elderly bulldog right now.
What is your bulldog's name? Go!
Broderick and Elizabeth.
Well, not the new one.
No, the new one is Teensy.
Teensy.
Yeah, the new old girl. We rescued Teensy.
You know, You made the rock and roll 30 years ago. You had the song that that
was it a good ride?
It was a controversial song.
Which one?
The one that broke all the taboos.
Are you talking about Muskrat Love?
That's right. I'm thinking, it's a song about the bestiality.
Tony, did you get in any trouble from animal rights activists when you came out with that song? Was that controversial?
Where is Muskrat Susie? Go!
Well, I'll tell you where Muskrat Susie is. She and Sam are holding hands in the closet in our warehouse. Actually, some fans of ours who are taxidermists thought they were doing a wonderful thing, and they sent us two stuffed muskrats holding hands. And underneath it's a plaque that says Sam.
They didn't even know each other.
That's... You should put that on the eBay.
Well, I don't want to put it on eBay. I was going to donate it to some, you know, worthy cause someday.
Probably PETA. I would donate it to PETA. Let's see how that goes over.
We'll see how that goes over.
So what are you doing now?
Well, we just got through doing the voices for a two-headed character in a film called Casper Scare School that will air Friday night.
Casper the Ghost?
Casper the Ghost.
Casper the Friendly Ghost.
You were the couple in the 70s. I want to say that.
Are you saying, brother, are you saying they were the it couple?
What I want to say is that in that movie, I liked that you had your TV show there with your husband. And when you did that movie where you played Karen Silkwood,
No, that was Cher, my love.
You slayed me.
Well, brother, that was Cher.
Yeah, that was Cher.
Are we not talking to Cher?
No, we're not.
This is Tony of the Captain and Tennille.
That's right.
Tony Tennille.
Where is it?
No, it's Daryl Sunny, but I'm Tony.
explain this song to me.
Which song?
Oh, this one.
This is about animals having sex. Yeah.
This is the one my brother's obsessed with.
Okay.
You too, brother.
Muskrat. Yeah.
What a sexy voice.
Kind of like,
Go in the town. This gets me going.
Uh-huh.
Wouldn't they just go to a tree?
This is better than a little blue pill for me.
Oh, my God. I thought the song I wrote called Do That to Me One More Time would be better than
that. You got that one, brother? Pop that one on. So many hits. So little time.
So little time. Right. That's it.
You got that Princess Leia haircut when you're singing this song?
Do I have that haircut? No, that wasn't Princess Leia haircut. That was the Tennille haircut.
That's right. You had your own hairstyle, didn't you?
I had my own haircut, for God's sake.
Wow. Here they are now. Everybody.
Sonny and Cher.
No, it's Donnie and Marie.
Donnie and Marie.
Captain?
Yeah.
Was the reason you wore the hat because you didn't have hair?
Absolutely. I still don't.
Hair's a good thing to have, right?
You know, the image was that underneath that sailor's cap, you had a big head of hair. But it wasn't true, right?
Oh, absolutely not.
Whoa.
Ask anybody that wears a hat.
You ever notice when you get older that the hair falls everywhere?
You know, my brother and I actually use a product. It's called GLH, Great Looking Hair. It's in a spray can. And it covers up the bald spots.
Yeah, I heard Sadaka uses it.
On his back.
Whoa. We're talking with
the Captain
and Tennille on the Larry and Larry Show.
Anderson Cooper, 360, coming up. My question for you kids.
Yes, the kids. Bragging. I like the kids part.
Well, you know, compared to us, you kids.
The young rockers. What was it like having a song that had no English yet all the way to number one? Listen, maybe you remember this.
Okay.
This is, I think it was the Hard Rock Anthem.
I know it.
Summer 75. No.
Hey, she's singing it in the language. What language is that?
I believe it's French.
Tony, is that French?
Well, of course it's French.
Bonjour.
Bonjour.
Very good. I like that.
It's German.
No, brother, it's not. She said it's French.
It's Spanish.
Spanish. Spanish. Do you speak the language, Tony?
Poquito.
Poquito.
Hablo usted?
So you heard it here. If you're taking something away from the show, ladies and gentlemen, Tony Tennille speaks Spanish a lot.
No, un poquito.
Sounds Mexican to me.
Oh, good. I'm glad you like it.
Thank you.
You know, you make a song. I've been married 8 times. My brother's been married 8 times.
Yeah.
8 times.
Yeah.
Combine that 16 times. 16
you make,
marriages.
You make the song. Love Will Keep Us Together.
Oh, what a great song.
I mean, what happens if you break up, right? The song loses its validity, right? Go!
Well, we celebrate our 31st wedding anniversary next month, so something worked.
Well,
we were married near Reno, by the way.
Near Reno, Nevada.
Yeah, you're going to Reno, Nevada, I think, aren't you soon?
Reno show, yes.
Sure, very excited about it.
Yeah, we just left there, so we won't be there when you guys are there.
Do you guys still play in the casinos?
Nope. We pick and choose now, and it's my fault because I don't like to travel.
It depends what you play.
It depends what you play.
Well, you know, the...
Oh, the slots.
Yeah. Good, Daryl.
Oh.
I thought he loves the slots.
I like it when you call him Daryl, Tony.
Well, that's his name.
You don't refer to him as the captain around the house.
So. Absolutely not.
Can I ask you a question? This is a personal question.
Go ahead, we'll see if I'll answer it.
When you wrote the songs, did you ever write them together, naked?
Naked? No,
naked.
I wrote them by myself naked.
Oh, whoa. Sorry, Daryl, but for me, that's better.
She has yet to see me with my hat off.
Better.
And, I understand, brother. I understand that Daryl had some type of your relationship with Glenn Campbell. You were common law living together. There was
threesome. What was it?
Something.
I think they were common law Beach Boy backup musicians.
There was something with you and Glenn Campbell. Go
tell us about your relationship.
With
Glenn Campbell.
Glenn Campbell, Daryl.
Me and Glenn?
Yeah, Glenn Campbell.
Oh, well, that has to do with the Beach Boys. We were both early Beach Boy backup musicians.
Whoa.
That's very racy.
When did he start sending you the illicit instant messages?
Oh.
When did Glenn Campbell start sending you the instant messages?
How'd you find out about it?
We do lots of research because we're on a major network, very excited.
We're talking with the
captain. Well, actually, that was done before the internet, so I don't know how that...
We got the captain and Tennille on the line, really excited to talk with them and talking about what they're doing. Tony, are you still writing?
I am. In fact, Daryl and I just finished our very first Christmas CD. We've never done one before, and I wrote four original Christmas songs for it.
Are there any Hanukkah songs on there?
There's one called I Want to Boogie with My Baby on Christmas Eve.
Holy cow.
Nothing Hanukkah, though?
No, it's really kind of secular.
You might want to throw a Hanukkah song.
Well, next year I will add one.
We're the Zeiger Brothers, you know. We like those Hanukkah songs if you can. Yeah, what's your favorite Christmas song on your album? Go.
You know what? It's impossible to choose. And if you want to listen, go to CaptainAndTennille.net, and you can listen to snippets of all of the 14 songs.
There's the plug for the Captain and Tennille.
How long? I'll just ask you. Folks, hi, folks. This is Larry King.
Hi, I'm Larry King. We're here with the Captain and Tennille.
How long were you in rehab? Was it tough in rehab? Did you see Mel Gibson in rehab? What was it like? How many times have you been in rehab? Rehab vigorous?
Who?
You ever been in rehab?
Rehab?
I heard you got a problem with milk.
No, we never been in rehab. We are so boring. We've never done rehab.
So there was never an addiction to cow's milk, Daryl?
Actually, there was a problem with a drug when I was about four.
Whoa, that sounds like quite the controversy.
I can't remember the syrup name. It was a pink syrup. It was for coughing, and I would break into that medicine cabinet, absolute addict.
You heard it. Folks, you heard Larry King live.
In his youth, Daryl was addicted to the pink stuff.
Yeah.
At age four.
Age 4 years old. Tough age for addiction.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, you guys, I don't know how you ever got him to tell you that.
Now, we do great interviews.
You do.
Because we've got two Larry Kings, not one.
I know that. It's amazing.
I want to say that. Folks, hi, folks.
Age four. That must have been a little hat.
This is Larry King.
And this is Larry King. A little captain's hat.
We're on the phone.
Little four-year-old captain's hat.
We're on the phone. Going back in time.
We got Tony, Tennille, and Daryl.
Right. Here she is now. You know her.
Have you ever thought about using that as the name of your band? Tony, Tennille, and Daryl?
It was brought up by the record company. I says, it doesn't ring. Doesn't click like
something. I must know, how did the Captain and Tennille name stick? Go.
Well, Daryl was wearing a captain's hat while he was working with the Beach Boys, and Mike Love called him Captain Keyboard, and when we were putting our name together, we just decided to use his name and Captain and my maiden name.
Well, you tell me. We were the Dragons for a couple of years in clubs,
and no
one ever showed up.
How many years after you start making records that were on the pop charts, you got the shelf life, and you extended the shelf life. How many years after that did you join the cast of Mama's Family? Go!
Well, our last hit was in 1980.
So you joined Mama's Family in 1981?
81?
I started doing symphonies and big bands.
What was it like working with Carol Burnett?
Yeah, I did that kind of thing after that for a while.
Is she temperamental, Carol Burnett?
Carol Burnett is one of the most wonderful ladies in the world.
Let's give her a round of applause.
Absolutely.
Carol Burnett.
Did she get mad when you would sing your hit songs on her show?
No. In fact, she did our hit song on her show.
She sang which one?
Love Will Keep Us Together, she had my hair cut, and I think...
Excuse me, folks, Larry King, not meaning to speak out of train, at least I didn't twice. Didn't you have the... Your song was, That's the Night the Lights Went Out in Georgia. We're talking with Vicki Lawrence.
Brother, wrong. This is the Captain and Tennille.
That's not
Cher. It's not Vicki Lawrence.
Not this time.
It's Daryl, the one with the hat, and Tony Tennille.
That's right.
The one who had the thing with Glenn Campbell. Whoa.
That's right. Well, actually, Glenn Campbell was a guest on one of our specials, and we did sing with him.
Where will Tony and Daryl be performing next? Go.
Well, Friday night in the Casper Scare School is when you'll see us doing two original songs. Not we didn't write it, but that's not live, right?
That's a cartoon.
That's the Cartoon Network.
Cartoon Network.
Where will you be? Are you taking a break from doing the live performing?
Absolutely. It's my fault. I don't like to travel. It's no fun anymore.
You got a big house.
We have two wonderful houses. We are very
well. What's the square footage?
Well.
Square footage, combined, brother, or each individual house?
Don't you think that's a little intimate to ask how big our house is?
You have granite.
You got granite countertops?
Are we talking square feet or square miles?
You got the Sub-Zero.
You got Sub-Zero appliances?
We got all the good stuff.
All the good stuff.
We're very fortunate.
We're talking now with Captain and Tennille. They're going to be on Cartoon Network. What channel is that on my cable?
Which one? Which is the channel?
Well, I don't know. Out here, it's channel, I don't know what it is.
I think it's channel 50.
In your house, in one of your two houses, you got an air hockey table?
No, we don't.
I like air hockey.
We have a piano at each house.
Cuts my fingers, but I got the air hockey. Like the air hockey.
I got an ingrown nail.
That'll kill you.
On my left foot.
Those ingrown nails are bad. We're talking with the Captain and Tennille.
What was it like working with Jim Belushi?
What's Jim Belushi like?
I think he's great.
You know, I hate to tell you this because I'm sure he's a wonderful man, but the way they do these movies now, everybody does their own sessions separately.
So when you did the voice for your Casper Scare School, you didn't work with Jim Belushi?
No, it was just me and Daryl, and the composer and his engineer flew in from London, and the producer flew in from New York, and the voice director flew in from L.A., and we all did it here in Palm Springs.
Did you ever go on the Saturday Night Live?
No, we never did.
I wasn't ever brave enough to do that.
I would love to have done it.
You know, I think there's
Who's the meanest man you ever met in show business?
My brother.
Your brother?
Hands down, Neil Sedaka.
Neil Sedaka, I mean, he was always smiling. Those are the mean guys, right?
No,
the guys
Neil is, did I tell you, Neil's a great guy. He really is.
Well, what's up with Clay?
I don't know too many mean people, and if I did, I don't think I'd tell you.
Clay Aiken. I've never met
Clay Aiken.
Do you like his music?
Well, I don't listen to it that much.
Here's a question for you.
He's
fabulous.
We adore him. He's absolutely...
He's a little munchkin.
He's hot. He's the tops. He's going to be a big star.
He's changed his hair color recently, right?
Yep, that's right.
He's getting serious.
All fake, all a wig. All one wig.
It's one wig. Okay, that's good.
Different colors.
You know, you had the whole thing going, but even though you were there with your husband doing the songs when you was, on the radio, what about the boys that they saw you and they said, whoa?
Yeah, did you have trouble with that, Captain?
Oh!
Daryl, do you have trouble?
I can't hear anything.
Did you have trouble with
the boys getting excited when they see me?
Not really. It gets to be old hat.
Like your hat. We're talking with the Captain and Tennille.
When did you break away from the rest of the Osmonds to start your own troupe?
Well, isn't that weird? You know, they found out we weren't Mormons and they got rid of us.
You're tall, right?
I'm tall.
How tall are you?
I'm 5'11 without shoes on.
Whoa! Applause for that.
Applause for that.
And, Captain, you're not, right?
Well, I used to be.
Used to be. How tall are you now?
Well, I'm scared to look.
He's 6 feet tall.
Six feet tall.
3 inches when he was in his 60s.
I thought you were short.
Tall,
I know, a lot of people thought that.
You know why you think that? Because I always wore 3-inch heels, which may be about 6'2".
I feel short.
This question's for either one of you.
Gina Davis.
Cough syrup stunts growth, right?
What now?
Cough syrup stunts growth, right?
Yeah. Gina Davis is tall, right?
I think she's an inch taller than I am.
We're talking about Carol Burnett. She's short?
She's about 5'11", or 5'10", I think. She's pretty tall.
We're talking with the Captain and Tennille about who's tall. I'm a Larry and Larry show. I'm Larry
King. Nicole Kidman's tall.
I'm Larry King.
Nicole Kidman, big tall. Tall.
Big tall.
Tall and English, right? English?
Yes, she's Australian.
Australian, that's what I said, right?
Yes, exactly what you said.
I'm going to throw a name out.
You know who surprised me as being tall? Wayne Newton.
Wayne Newton. Big tall.
Wayne Newton.
But fake hair. Fake hair.
Listen to this now.
Great hair, for sure.
Wayne Newton cured my hemorrhoids.
Wow. Whoa, brother.
You know what
that's
I know
an incredible revelation. A lot of people don't know he's a healer.
You know
Wayne
what
Newton
me?
Is a healer.
You know what? I know it, brother. When are we gonna see you in Vegas?
Yes, next time you're gonna be in Vegas. Any plans?
We're not gonna do Vegas.
You know, it sounds to me like you got all the money you need. You got a lot of money.
We're happy.
That's the key.
And we're comfortable, and we're able to do the things we've always wanted to do, so.
Let me make sure we get this,
I can't get a Porsche.
Just plug in.
Why can't you get a Porsche?
They cost too much.
Oh, that's true.
Whoa!
Mike O'Mara has one.
He can't afford it either.
He can't get a Porsche because I'm getting a new Lexus next week.
Oh, you're going to get the one that parallel parks itself?
Yeah.
Yeah, whoa.
Yeah.
I like that one. That's good. Well, you're Tony Tenniel. You deserve it.
I do.
It's the project, the All-Star Cast, it's Casper's Scare School.
Yes. Casper's Scare School.
Premiering on the Cartoon Network Friday, October 27th. To 9 p.m.
Friday night.
Standard time.
And it'll actually air several times between Friday night and Halloween.
If we don't talk to you guys, we want to wish you a Merry Christmas.
I want you to hear. Well, one more thing.
Hold on. One more thing. My brother's got one more thing.
We got a guy.
We got
a guy on the show.
We got a guy.
Our executive producer. He's a good guy. His name is Dennis Murphy.
Yeah.
And he loves to sing.
Okay. We'd like your opinion, and we'd like you to rate it. Can you rate the record?
Absolutely.
This is a bomb, and this is good. Good.
All right, then listen carefully.
He's doing your classic.
Uh-oh.
Love will keep us in jelly.
All right, he's actually doing it with a duet. He's doing it with another girl.
Here he is.
With another girl?
His name is Dennis Murphy. He will fascinate you.
Okay, well, let me hear it.
Go.
Did you hear enough?
I think that's enough.
I'd like to hear the bridge.
Well, it's the girl.
Got it, Daryl. Hold on. Here it is.
Hold on.
What do you think? Rate the record.
Rate the record.
Well, they could have had a hit.
You heard
it. The girl can sing. The girl's on key most of the time.
You're too nice.
Is this kind of like an American Idol thing only?
It's a regular guy that made an album called One Heart, One Hand.
Wow.
His name is Dennis Murphy. He's a very famous restaurateur.
Very famous, yeah. He's got half
I liked it.
Half a tongue and one hand.
It's hard to judge when it's your song, you know.
Yeah.
You like to think that your version is the best.
Actually, I like the arrangement a lot.
Yeah, the arrangement was great.
Storm and Norman Schwarzkopf is next on the show. We are out of a plumb out of time. We want to thank Tony Orlando and Dawn.
No, it's the captain and Tenniel.
You're so nice.
We wish you the very best of luck. You're very nice people and you're good sports.
Keep tying your yellow ribbon.
We're going to put you on hold and let you talk to our producer. Thank you both very much.
All right, Larry and Larry.
Yeah, super. Here's another one of their songs. They had this fascination with animals.
Sounds like a lonely night.
Listen to this. I'll tell you something. What?
Like DJing?
I like all. This is a hard song to talk about when I was a DJ.
Larry, I didn't know you were a DJ.
It sneaks up.
Uh-oh, I think Adelaide just heard it.
Hold on, that's their bulldog. Oh, she's got a sexy voice, brother.
Where's this going? Here we go. Hold on. She is Kiki D.
No, brother. Tony Tenniel.
Very talented. Very slick. Thanks for being on the show, Grace.
We'll put you on hold now.
All right, guys.
Hold, please.
Hey, guys. Thanks very, very much.
Hey, guys.
We are off the air now. How do you think it went?
Of course it went great.
Slam. I thought it was great.
A slam.
Slam. Showbiz talk.
Appreciate it. Thanks so much. We're big fans, and we'll be watching Casper. Thanks so much.
Sure.
Bye-bye, Daryl. Bye, Tony. Bye.
There we go.
Yay. Hey, that was great.
That's 30 minutes of Larry and Larry.
Wow.
But we really did it with real people like Larry King would have on his show.
Yeah. Sure. More real questions. It beats somebody that grows a deformed pumpkin.
At least they didn't, guys.
Bueno. She remembered that.
And this is old standby.
You know what I forgot about? I forgot how dominated Dennis was in this. Lazy Dennis. Dennis sings like two verses and quits.
I will give that Daryl Dragon credit. He wanted to hear it all the way to the hook.
Yeah,
right. Wanted to hear them screw it up to the hook.
That's the producer.
Yeah, it's true.
And you see that little thing? He likes the arrangement.
Yeah.
Childhood and Tony Tenniel, the Captain and Tenniel, is I don't even remember my friend's house that I was at, but he was there with his old curmudgeon-y uncle, and they're on TV, and he's looking at the captain,
right?
And he says, "Man, what's she doing with him? He must be like Secretariat." That is my only memory of the Captain and Tenniel as a kid. Are we playing more One Heart, One Hand? One Hand, One Heart.
And now here he is with the Spinners, Dennis Murphy.
Since I met you, I've begun to feel so strange. Every time I see your name.
At least she's not in the way.
I just want to you say that you
perfect,
are
perfect
so
rhythm.
Boy, too, that you go know what to do.
Why rehearse?
He's great.
Why rehearse?
That's on the record.
Natural.
That's on the record. That's actually, if you buy his CD, that's what you will hear.
That's not just like a test track we have.
You also
I hate the woman on it.
There you go, Rob.
Kelly Soper?
It's Kelly Soper.
Wow.
That's good. Thank you.
Wonderful.
Thanks them.
The
know,
Dragon.
I wanted to say, I'm so sorry to hear that, your husband had that skiing accident.
Yeah.
It's a real shame. But it's all right. They weren't married then. She was in Congress, I believe. It's wonderful.
That's right.
Marvelous.
Enjoyed it.
Stephen Avey, we're great on the show.
It's great music for dinner. Put it on my record player.
Shouldn't you right now be screaming something?
Yes, that's right.
Come on. No, you're not doing this.
Hey, thank you.
Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show. Don and Mike Show.
The Bears are what we thought they were. We played them in preseason. Who the hell takes a third game in a preseason like it's bull? We played them in the third game. Everybody played three quarters. The Bears are who we thought they were. And that's why we took the damn field. Now, if you want to crown them, then crown their. But they are who we thought they were. And we let them off the hook.
Get ready for some hot fun. Tomorrow, the Don and Mike Reno-style show returns to Hooters of Rockville. 1471 Rockville Drive. Come enjoy the scenery as you feast your eyes on the tempting, youthful, voluptuous figure of the entire Don and Mike crew. Delicious Don. Mouth-watering Mike. Audacious Bud. Red Hot Rock. And John and Joe. Your joy boy. The fun starts at 8 p.m. So come out and revel in their sexiness. Oh, yeah, and the Hooters girls are pretty, too. Don and Mike at Hooters of Rockville. We'll see you there, baby. Buzz Burbank is certified clean. Medical documentation on file. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello.
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 The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Hey, fool, sit up and pay attention. This ain't no time to nap.
I'll just be your secret lover.
Shut the F up.
I want to wrestle you so freaking bad. I'd let you in just so I could feel you on top of me.
No, I don't think I would agree that it's inappropriate.
The cure for your priapism. The Don and Mike Show.
Uh-huh.
This is you. Hello there. Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Yeah, hey, I got a quick question for you right now.
Yes, you're on the air right now.
Oh, hey.
Hey.
Mr. Geronimo and Mr. O'Meara.
Hi.
You are the wonderful leaders of the free world.
Thank you.
The question I'm looking for is, I haven't heard from the good doctor Oh, what's his name? God, now I'm having the brain fade. I'm blowing it by.
No.
Wait.
Oh, friend.
Oh, dear.
He's gone.
It sounded like it had potential.
Hello. Never know.
Don and Mike show.
Oops.
Now what did I do there?
Actually, I'm glad he's gone.
Was that me or him?
It was him. Let's say it was him.
I'm You're a funny guy, gone? But I don't think that's funny.
Oh, the good doctor.
The good doctor. You know, it might have been a problem when he said, I'm looking for the question. He was looking for the question.
Yes.
That's now, right. If he had said he was looking for an answer to a question.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, you guys didn't ask Kevin and Tennille if they were coming down to your Reno-style show. They live in Reno.
Where do you live?
I live in Reno.
Well, you know, we're going
to...
Didn't you know... Didn't you know that we'd already asked them to come to the show on November 31st?
What's that?
Didn't you know that...
Now, pay attention, please.
Now, really, I hate to cover ground we've already gone over on the show. You know that we're coming out to the Reno-Sacramento area on November 31st. And you know that the Captain and Tennille are going to be with us as a goof, right?
No, I wasn't aware of that.
You weren't aware of the show?
I hadn't heard.
No, I wasn't aware of it.
Why did you mention it then?
No, your Reno-style show.
Exactly. You mentioned it. You said you weren't aware of it, but you just mentioned it.
And you know that we're coming to Reno.
What is wrong with you? Hello.
Yeah, I'm right here.
No, you called us. You said they live in Reno. Why didn't you mention your Reno-style show? Then when Don brought up our show on the 31st that we're very excited about, you said, I don't remember that.
Hold on, Mike. Let me.
I'm totally confused.
Mike, I think you might be overreacting. I hate to take the listener's point of view on it.
Well, it would be 2 days in a row.
Is it possible that you have not heard the announcement on your local station that we're going to be in Reno on November 31st?
No.
Listen to the phone, not the radio.
You said that you were going to be in Sacramento on November 31st. I was listening to you guys yesterday.
Okay, so you do remember that.
That far away.
So you, yes. So you already know that we're going to be out there in just over 6 weeks.
Hello?
Yes, I'm still here.
What, why are you? Are you paying attention to the radio or the phone?
So you know that we're going to be...
I'm paying attention to the radio, sir.
Okay, you get to listen to the phone.
Okay, just listen to the phone. Please. You know, you already heard from yesterday's show that we're going to be in your neck of the woods, whether it's Tahoe, Sacramento. We're going to be out there on the 31st.
No, we have the location. We gave the location. And we can't fool them about that. We have the
Yes, you were going to be at Arco.
Arco Arena.
At the Arco
right.
Arena.
Yes.
Okay.
It's already sold out.
It can't be yet.
It can't be sold out because we're not charging. You know
we're not
that.
Charging. We don't have all the locations where you're going to get tickets, including some in Reno that we were told. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, I'm still here.
Well, what is the problem?
Nothing. I just thought that it would have been a unique question for the two Larrys to ask Captain Tennille.
So there's nothing on your mind other than us saying to Captain Tennille, come to our show. Come over the mountain, come through Donner Pass, and on November 31st, come to our show at the Arco Arena.
No, I was referring to your Reno-style show for tomorrow.
Oh, now it's clear.
There, see.
Oh, okay, the one tomorrow. Well, that's not the big one. But it's...
No, the big one would be on the 31st.
Right.
And are you coming to that one?
I'm setting out right now for it. Yeah, I'm going to be
setting out right
that's
now.
That's not really the attitude we like to hear.
Are you being sarcastic? Okay. Are you being flipped with us?
Are you taking a tone with us?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
All right, you're a loyal listener.
Yes, I am.
God bless you.
Will we or will we not see you at the Reno Style Show in Sacramento on November 31st? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you.
All right, thanks a lot.
Thanks for calling.
Ooh, we appreciate
Have
it.
Have a good day.
Thank you.
Guaranteed.
Bye-bye.
You know, impossible now, to make heads or tails.
No, Mike, absolutely did not know.
Didn't know, even after we were ratted out on it yesterday.
Now, listen, I think, you know, we really...
I think might, and here's my theory, might have known, not bright enough to express it.
I think, yes. You're giving him way too much credit. We said, again now, we're not big on subtle humor on the show. Let me explain to you the subtle nuances of inside the comedy.
We played a little charade yesterday on the show.
Yesterday, someone from the Sacramento area called, said, when are we coming out there? I said November 31st. there never has been, there never will be a November 31st.
And that's the gag.
Okay? So, we went like a half hour of this with people from Sacramento.
But it was great fun.
Now,
very spontaneous fun.
This guy calls in. Here's the reason I think that he didn't get it, that he must have stopped listening to the radio or disconnected before we told him. We said repeatedly on November 31st, he could have said it any time. He could have said, hey,
but
guys.
But, of course, he was referring to our real Reno-style show that's tomorrow night because we play that, and that's heard in Sacramento also, in Reno also.
But when we followed that up then, and
he certainly didn't. He had ample opportunity, I'm not sure whether he's ever taken an opportunity in his life.
But we both said, are you going to come see us?
And we could never prove it either.
No,
if he called back and we said to him, are you aware of the fact that there is no November 31st?
He'd say, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
No proof needed. I guess I'm with you. I just was so exhausted at the end of the call, I wasn't able to figure anything.
If you were him.
I was weary. Yes. Not exhausted, I was weary.
Even if you were a dim-witted guy.
When I get weary.
Even if you were dim-witted.
Right.
Wouldn't you, if you were being challenged about something over and over?
Some of the real half-wits would say, you don't have 31st, because they figured it out on their own, because
they heard it yesterday.
If you came on today and said, we were making a joke, and then did the double bait and switch, there really is a November 31st, you might say, I know.
Well, Mike, there is a November 31st this year.
Yes, it's a special day.
Because of the leap year.
We're making it this year. It happens to fall. The leap year extra day falls on the 31st of November.
So it's in Sacramento.
Just so you can have a little extra time digesting that Thanksgiving turkey.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I guess that means you're not coming to Maine on February 30th then, huh?
All right, funny guy.
That's funny. I like that.
Thank you. Hello there, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, Radio Gods, it's Corey from Vegas. I'm in line with Doug Christie already at Arco Arena. Ha, ha, ha. You guys kick ass. You got over on me. I love you guys.
Now, see, there's a stand-up guy that says, yesterday we got over on
you. You're the guy from Las Vegas, right?
Yep, okay. I'm off the chain. I'm the guy.
All right, you're the guy. Good for you, my friend.
Well, I like the Doug Christie joke. That was good.
Thank you for calling back in.
Love you guys.
See you later.
Love you.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, Bela. All we were doing yesterday was have a little fun.
Yeah. It's a good bueno, Augusto.
Oh, that's
all right.
Let me take a little time out to say hi to a little pooch up in heaven. Otis, you be a good boy. Good go outside boy. In heaven and poop.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I just wanted to be clear that the date of the Sacramento show is, in fact, November 31st.
Yes.
Is that the day you got me out there?
Yeah, yeah.
Awesome, man. Thanks. I want to mark it later.
Oh, it's getting old.
Yeah.
You don't like it when they play along now, a day later.
That's the one that turned the tide for me. We did it for a half hour yesterday, 15 minutes today. It's like, and Mr. Hey, hold on, I got it. Hey, guys. Hey, because I'm smart and I know the joke.
And if we continue taking those calls, in about a half an hour, someone would call and go, so I guess this means you're not coming to Kansas on March 40th.
Guys.
Just to be safe.
Everyone knows we are coming on the 45th. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, there's not going to be in November this year?
Now, I don't get it.
Now
I really don't get it.
We've got another Junior Fun Factory member out
there. I know,
there.
Someone who's creating now.
Yeah. Now, hold on.
I'm confused.
Explain your joke.
Mike, I just want to tell you, before we go inside the comedy mine.
Yes.
The area code here on this call is, in fact, Northern California 916.
Right. Of course it is.
There's a November every year. I don't understand. I thought you guys were coming November 31st.
What are you doing? What are you doing? You're killing us here. What are you doing?
He's doing the
same. Hey, Joe liked it.
Did he?
Yeah.
Did he laugh?
I guess, what does that say?
How many minutes ago?
I guess enough to hold on and put me through.
Or maybe Joe was just throwing you out there as a sacrificial dumb guy.
Yeah.
That could be.
I'm going to give Joe the benefit of the doubt here and say that I don't think Joe liked you.
Oh, well, let's find out.
You think Calvin?
Joe. Hold on. What, Rob?
You think Calvin Ketchup put him through?
Hey, Joe, did you screen this guy?
I did.
Why'd you put him through?
Why not?
There it is. See, neither an endorsement or
a science.
Thanks for the gleaming endorsement, Joe.
It's a science.
Yeah. Mom's from Toronto. How about that?
All right, there you go.
Thank you. Thank you, Einstein.
Why not?
Why not? What's the attitude that makes the Don and Mike Show number one? Hey, why not?
Why not?
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello. Oops, you're on the air. Hello there.
Hey, is this Don Mike?
Yes, it is.
Oh, man. Hey, you guys are awesome. I love your show.
Thank you.
You had me yesterday, too. I was trying to call in and add in with their the caller a little bit ago. And
you know,
I'm
going to give everybody a little heads up here. If I was driving in a car and I did not have access to a calendar and I just didn't process it, I would probably, for one fleeting moment, I would be taken in by that yesterday the way you sold it initially.
Sure.
Because it's just not off the top of my head.
For a second you would.
Yeah. For a second I would, yeah.
For a second you would.
Yeah. And, you know, 31 days in November. I'm like, yeah, whatever. I mean, I don't pay attention to details like that.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don.
Oh, we lost that other guy. I'm sorry. Hello.
Hi, Don. I was wondering if you guys are going to do a show at Waldorf. At the Applebee's on October the 11th.
Oh, here we go. Ooh.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Now this is punishment. This is punishment.
You're killing us right now.
This is the button.
You are killing us.
I'm sorry.
What are you doing?
You need to come to Waldorf.
Oh, God.
Don't you have an A-frame out here?
Oh, God.
He can't even hear us, Mike. He's just living with the crickets right now. Absolutely. Now he gets the thrill of hearing himself on the radio.
Fun.
Until he just hears the crickets over and over again. Oh, he's gone.
Didn't we prove one time that the crickets cannot be heard over the phone line?
We fixed it.
Yeah. And you're right. You fixed it.
Yeah.
You are both right.
Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Neil Diamond uses a monitor too.
Oh, as opposed to Barbara Streisand.
Neil Diamond uses a monitor.
That's a foul. That's a foul, too. That's an ever forward. That's a Mr. Yesterday foul.
Oh, I've been there. I've seen it.
No, you bring up something that Don talked about in the opening of yesterday's show, and you blurt it out like it happened 2 minutes ago.
Laugh like a mongoloid hyena that he is. Listen.
Oh, you guys are great.
Ah, you inbred MF-er.
Don, I did that for you, pal.
Oh, yeah. Hey, pal. I'm not your pal. You know whose pal I am? I'm the pal of your mom's Daisy.
Hey, come on.
I'm the pal of your mom's mouth.
Oh!
My hands are dry and warm.
Which makes me think that this week's My Name is Earl might be the funniest one ever. They go all the way with it. Every ad that I've seen, first off, it's Giovanni
Ribisi.
Right. I love that guy. I love his character on My Name is Earl. Mm-hmm. Now, Earl is alone with his mother, and they get a woman who looks like...
Earl's alone with Giovanni's mother.
Yes, and they get a woman who looks like she's old-time, hagged-out, cougar, trailer trash.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
They show him putting the moves on her, making out with her, having sex with her, and then he has to marry her. Now, it's great because Earl...
or the character of Earl. There's no explanation necessary.
Because he's really going... Jason Lee goes.
He commits
all the way with the scene where they got the old broad there, and in the clip they go, "Well, she was there, and I thought, what the hell? I'll go for it." And then they just show him like climbing on top of her.
All right, you got me. Yeah. I don't watch it as much as you do. Check it out.
I am there.
That is too funny.
All the way. Hello, Don Mike Show. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Yes. Hi.
Hello.
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 Yeah. What seems to be the problem?
No, he's still there.
Are you still there, sir?
Am I still here?
Oh,
I don't know. Are you still here?
I'm sorry. I'm going to eject.
No.
No, that's not fair. Not after all that.
No, not fair. There is nothing wrong with the equipment.
There are some foolish people that actually place a dollar value on the airtime that you're wasting right now.
Now, you are on the air, Mr. Dumas. We've said hello to you 8,000 different polite ways. Let me now speak to you the way that I know you respond. Hey, douchebag, what's happening? Oh, so now you hang up. Now that I use your pet name, your nickname.
His Christian name.
It's on his baptism. Oh, Lord.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Oh. Low pressure.
Hello.
The most wonderful and esteemed, most high and mighty God, Don and Mike.
Stop it.
No, we don't need that either.
You are praying to false gods. Stop that.
You're worshiping false idols.
We are impossible to please. You cannot kiss our ass. You cannot call and be mad at us. I'm sorry. There is simply no middle ground here.
Just occasionally, something sticks to the wall. That's the way it works with the phones. That's what we love about it.
You crave ambivalence, right?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Assertive, yes. Ambivalence.
Right.
Hey, Don and Mike.
You're already late for your screaming thing, incidentally.
I thought you wanted to break at 5.
Hello, did you look at my sheet?
I did, and the first time was wrong.
Why don't you come look at my sheet right now?
All right.
Come look at my sheet. Hello.
Incidentally, when Don says that, he's talking about an actual bed sheet.
I just want you to look at my bed sheet.
Mm-hmm.
Break!
Yeah, okay. Well, now we're in the middle of something, Ash. You just have to wait.
Fair enough.
All right, what's up?
You will always beat me.
What's up?
Don and Mike.
Yes.
I'm sorry. I would like to know if you're going to have special guest Sam Kinison at your show at the Arco Arena on November 31st.
Who?
Sam Kinison. Comedian extraordinaire.
Jesus. Where's the call coming from, please?
No, Mike. No, D.C.
Huh.
Don't you wish you had Sacramento.
Don't you wish you had broken a moment ago?
Now?
Don't I wish you had read the page a moment ago?
I think
now?
We all have wishes.
Read the sheet.
Right.
Hey, you still there?
Yeah.
Why are you still there?
I don't know. Are you on break?
Why are you still there?
I don't know. Are you on break yet?
Do you want to take us to break?
Sure.
How would you do it?
I would do it like Tom Gavin.
Okay, good.
Go ahead.
You guys ready?
Ready.
Jesus. Don and Mike, go to break.
No, that really wasn't very good.
No, it sucked.
No?
Yeah, it sucked. Just like the whole call.
Try it
I'm
again.
I'm sorry.
Try it again.
I'm looking my window right now. I apologize.
I hate him.
I don't like his
Can
tone.
We please? I never ask. Just one more call, just to clean the palate.
Like the next one's gonna be.
So it's much, on me.
Good like luck. The next one's gonna be so much super duper better.
This one's on me.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
What's up, fellas?
Hey,
Conan.
Hey,
all right. I get credit for that. I get credit for that one.
No, you don't. I fixed it for you.
Oh, you fixed it.
I saw it was Robert.
Oh,
on the
you fixed it.
Hold on, Bob. Hold on a second. Yeah, now we get a real random for you, Mike.
All right, very good. This is on me.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, look, man. First time I called, I got a brain fade. Second time I called, I tried to be polite and call you a great guy. The only question I have is, when are you going to have the good doctor, Jesse Jackson, on?
That one's on you, Mike.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm here all week.
That one's on you, Mike.
Thank you.
That's on you.
What does that have to do with anything?
Well, that's the whole question. I don't want to talk to you anymore. I've been out in the sun.
There's no fixing this. There is no fixing this, and I'm trying.
Totally.
You know, I wouldn't try at all if it wasn't on me.
Is this the best call-in chat show you've ever heard? Yeah, really. Is this not the kind of drive-time chat show that's going to get the water cooler talker going tomorrow?
You know, foolishly, I put too much on this caller. It should have been a couple of calls.
No.
All right, Mr. Compulsive Gambler, did you want to let it roll?
I will let it all roll. I will let it all roll. I have my entire stack. I'm going to put it on the next
call. Your entire stack of self-esteem?
Yes, on the next caller, all of it. Here it goes. Get ready to laugh.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, fat boys. Hey, you got a fat boy stay on your shirt yet?
What? He's just screaming, hey, fat boys.
Hey, guess what? Chicken butt, fried grease, you want a piece? Yeah! Alright, hey guys, I gotta go. Time is money.
Bye-bye. No, not that funny, but certainly I get half my stack back.
It's a push.
It's a push?
I think it might be a push.
No, I think the dealer wins.
I think
the house won on that one.
Yes, the dealer. You like it when the dealer wins.
Rob, what would you do? What really should we do?
Break!
Come on.
Hold on a second. That's a fake one. That's the cartoonish one.
You're in showbiz, baby.
I want you. When I asked for that yesterday, before you did the whole like bellow thing,
I want the real, like you would really yell at somebody if you were pissed off. Here's the genesis of this. No, Mike. I know exactly the genesis you're talking about.
We talked about it yesterday.
The movie we spoke about earlier with Mac Davis, North Dallas 40.
Mm-hmm.
There is a scene with, who is that actor?
Charles Durning.
Right.
He's drinking Maalox, and he comes around the corner, and he screams, 5 minutes! And
it's real.
And the player says to him, what, coach? And he goes, 5 F you!
Yeah.
That's what you do.
And it doesn't necessarily have to always be the same word. It can be the way you would get somebody to do something if you were angry.
All right, you want that.
So that's on. Really, because I know you got it. Because I know you got it in you.
I really just do.
Like,
okay.
Here we go.
Break!
No, that didn't do it for me.
You didn't like that?
I like more of, there's a rhythm. there's a rhythm to the... Thank you, Buzz. You're pitching. There's a rhythm to the... Like when we're doing Make Us Laugh, when you're really doing the Charles Jones.
I know. Okay.
Oh, really? What would he do if he was really exasperated and he really wanted us to break?
But not,
how would he say it? He wouldn't do it with a funny little voice. He would do it with, you know, break. You know, yeah, but do it with passion.
But can he do it for you the way that I envision it?
Okay, yeah, sure.
I think you got it now.
Break!
Do 5 minutes when we'd like...
5 minutes!
Mm-hmm. That's the tone that I'm looking for in break.
So you want it one word, or do you want it to be like he says something to get us to break?
I love the tone of 5 minutes.
Okay.
You said yesterday that's not what you wanted.
I'm a man of many moods, as is Mike.
All right, here we are.
You serve many masters.
And it doesn't have to be one word break. It can be like you say something to get us to go to break. It doesn't have to be break like that.
You got to break now! Right now!
Now,
I'm getting sold on it.
I think it's good with three syllables, like, gotta break now. Four syllables, but three words.
Gotta break now!
But, Rob, what are we going to do, Rob?
You gotta break now! Now! Now!
No, that's too much.
You know what I was doing? I was dancing for Mike.
Gotta break now.
Gotta break now!
Okay, and now give me a 5 minutes.
5 minutes!
Okay, now give me a gotta break now that sounds just like 5 minutes.
Gotta break now!
That's a wrap, everybody.
Grueling.
That's a wrap.
Grueling.
Good work, everybody.
Hey, we got to go to break.
Good work. Thank you, Mike.
You're welcome.
Can we get some espresso in here, please? We'll be right back.
Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show. Don and Mike Show.
What is this? Hold on a second. Jennifer Aniston on Oprah. My girl, Jennifer Aniston, says she's not had a boob job.
No boob job. No boob job. And where did that come from, though? Mm. You know what it's called? It's called 10 pounds. Here's what it is. This is the funny thing. You're either, look at the bump. Or the pregnant. Yeah. Circle the bump and there's an arrow. Yeah. When instead it's like, you know, maybe a couple cheese plates too many. Yeah. And then the same thing with, but the funny, because you gain 10 pounds. I lost 10, but you know, you put on weight, that's where it goes on me. It goes there. There in my tuck. Lucky you.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, 5 pounds on one boob and 5 pounds on the next boob.
Get me hot.
I'm so there.
Please remember to wake them and feed them a cherry pie. The Don and Mike Show.
She wouldn't go for the face thing either, though.
No. Are there really, outside of women that are getting paid for it, a lot of women that would?
No.
I don't think so.
I know Beth Ann was into it.
Well, she was an exception to the rule. But she only liked it from multiple sources.
Like the movies we're talking about.
Yeah, and, you know, she'd laugh at you if you said three. She'd say, come on now.
Yeah, get
how about the real deal?
Just getting warmed up.
Right. And then, as usual, we'd find somebody.
Mike, this is a good time to mention, we've got, as the kids like saying, not safe for work on our computer site today.
Right.
On our internet site at DonnaMikeWebsite.com. Really, it's just a chance to put up a picture of a naked porno chick.
Uh-huh.
Her name is Pump.
Pump?
I don't even know what her name is.
Name for a girl? Whore.
Her name is Whore. All I know is that Don Johnson's got a wife that's, like, pregnant, ready to pop at any moment, and this is the porno chick that he's leaving his wife for.
Ah, let's see.
19, and we've got her. Oh, here it is.
They look real.
Don Johnson, who's 56, he's with this Italian porn skank named Sofia Gucci. She is 19. He is in Italy right now shooting a movie with her, going direct to DVD, being called Bastardi.
Bastardi?
Bastardi.
Like bastard?
Yeah.
Bastard. Well, obviously from what he's doing with his pregnant wife, sounds like it's appropriate.
Oh, and
Buzz,
on.
Calm down. You want to take a look at that?
I've seen it. On. Thank you.
Okay.
His wife is not just pregnant.
Uh-huh.
She just gave birth to their third child.
Oh, so they've got a newborn running around and he's running around.
That's what's going on there.
Yeah, look at her.
Yeah. Okay.
What an evil woman.
Yeah.
Let me look at her again.
Still evil?
Still evil, Rob.
Still on our website. Go to the steaming log for today's show.
Very good.
The steaming log. Was on Rob's site today, was on eBay, and found something that I thought was interesting. I asked Rob to research this, and he did. And for that, I thank you, Colin.
Anytime, John.
There is a VIP.
Shut up, you.
You know, you can't win. Either you're a dumbass or you really do something to help out. You know, just get the goddamn 5-minute thing ready. That's all I ask. That's all I ask. All right, so. Excuse me.
You know what, something go down the wrong way or what?
Yeah, you know what? It's STD. It's SPWAC. ADD is not it, and it's not ED because it's not erectile dysfunction.
No.
And it's there's no quick little like a three alphabet thing for heartburn. Is there for
no.
acid reflux?
No.
For a burning sense.
SPWAC reflux.
For yeah, that. Thank you, Rob. What is that?
SPWAC reflux.
Yes.
Kong, the eighth wonder of the world.
Yeah, what you need is a bottle of SPWAC Complete. That'll take care of the gas and the acid indigestion.
Make up your own joke.
Or I could go to the store and buy my Prilo SPWAC, which might help, and over the counter remedy might help me.
Or just get a roll of Rob's.
Rob Aid. All right, so I call him up today.
Rob Abysmal.
And I say, I found something on eBay. Because I was looking under Fox for Fox Sports. You know how it is. You're searching. You're just looking for anything.
There's nothing on TV, and it's a boredom thing.
Right. Anyway, I found this and asked Rob to do some research. Thank you, Rob. I found a VIP package that is on eBay that has been up now for what? What am I missing here?
You didn't do anything.
Share it with the class.
When you said thank you, Rob,
this is what he did to me.
Mouth.
This is what.
Because the last time I said something.
So I have to look at that and maintain my composure.
You didn't have to look at me.
I know I didn't have to look at you. You're here. You're a foot and a half away from me.
Yeah, but I'm just a little guy.
How can you not look at him?
Just a little guy.
Jesus Christ, people at Barnes & Noble across the highway can see him.
Well, I don't mind looking at him. What I mind is getting around him once we go to break. That's the tough thing. I'm going to get a ladder pretty soon.
And here's how commuters can see him. If you remember the original King Kong movie, mm-hmm. not the Jack Black one,
right?
There's a scene where in the skyscraper, all you see is Kong's gigantic eyeball.
Looking inside the window.
Yeah, that's how it is for the commuters outside with Rob.
If Rob goes by the window, you just see like an eye.
That's right.
A big, giant paw.
I'm looking for the blonde. Mm-hmm. Bring me the blonde.
They can see him, Mike. Trust me, they can see him.
Just looking in. Sometimes you see teeth. But
big, big, giant monkey teeth.
So anyway, like I said, after if you told me about his superior booking of Captain Antonio today.
You finished applauding.
Yes. I've done running that flag up the old pole.
Uh-huh.
Thinking once again.
After he got his well done for that?
No, let's be honest. After I prayed on it.
It'll work.
After I prayed on it.
Right.
I'll figure out how we can make it go. Anyway, there's this thing on eBay. It's been on for 28 days. Mm-hmm. You can look yourself and see that this is true. Fox TV has an American Idol VIP package on eBay. Mm. It includes 2 first-class round-trip tickets to Los Angeles, a $2,500 shopping spree,
wow.
A backstage American Idol meeting with Paula Abdul, and the chance to have dinner with Paula Abdul.
Wow.
And they are asking for $26,000 to help raise money for MS, multiple sclerosis.
Right.
There is not. I asked Rob to double check on this to make sure it wasn't my computer.
So they're putting it up for bid. So is that the starting price is $20,000?
Mm-hmm. $26,000.
That seems to be the thing that charities are doing lately, the incredibly high ticket items.
Right. I looked on my computer and thought I was nuts. Asked Rob to look on his. He's the queen of eBay. 28 days, no one has bid on the item.
Wow. Yeah, it's too expensive.
So I had Rob contact eBay. He knows the people at eBay, right? Here's the email that they sent to Rob.
They know him.
They sent this to Rob. Blah, 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 the dear Rob, blah, 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 blah. This sort of charity auction usually makes a mint. It's very sad. Nobody wants to bid on Paula Abdul.
Oh, there it is. If it was Simon, it would go.
Yeah, maybe even Randy.
If it was Simon, I don't know about Randy. Not that I don't want to.
Well, what if it was Ryan?
Oh, Ryan would just be incredibly hot.
I wouldn't be able to free up
nobody, you know. I mean, really, if you're going to do it for charity, get the main guy.
All right. So anyway, that's on eBay. And I
think they'll knock the price down. I'm sure they will.
That's what I was curious about. It's getting out.
I would assume they'll do that.
No publicity at all. I mean, why would they want to publicize that? We have something up that nobody's buying.
Well, you know, it's not getting any publicity. But, I mean, the fact is, if they did give it a little hit, you know, perhaps it would get some.
Then I'm looking at the Spider-Man 3 stuff. Spider-Man 3, you know,
that's the new one that's going to come out.
It's coming out next summer.
That's the serious one. That's what they call the dark one.
Yeah, but I don't think it's going to be dark in a bad way. It's Spider-Man growing up.
Yeah, I saw Kirsten.
It's not going to be dark in your way, Rob. Don't worry.
Oh,
there's not going to be a colored man playing Spider-Man.
I wouldn't go see it.
Jamie Foxx has not got that role. Don't worry. It's still Tobey Maguire.
Kirsten on the Today Show. I think it was the Today Show this morning, and she is on an upward curve.
Now,
she looks very, very hot.
I'm glad you mentioned that. I was on a website today looking at Spider-Man 3 at a preview for it, because they kind of show that he changes his uniform. Maybe you've seen this. He's got a black uniform now.
Right.
For part of this movie. And there's a scene with her. And then it says, click here to find out more about Kristen Dunst. So I click here. And I was reading. I went to her webpage and read in her official bio. Now, let me remember this exactly. There was on her thing. She passed on the movie American Beauty. She was offered the role with the girl with the peanut butter areolas.
Right? Mm-hmm.
She was offered the role as the hot young nympho girl.
Mia Savari?
Mina
Savari?
Right. The reason she turned it down, and this is on her website,
She
didn't want to make out with Kevin Spacey.
And she says that?
That's on. If you go to just do a Google search to find the trailer for Spider-Man 3.
Right.
That'll take you to the official site for Spider-Man 3, which will take you to Kristen Dunst's site, which will take you to the comment about American Beauty.
You know, she would have been okay in that movie. I would have accepted her in that film.
Oh, and you know what? Do you think you're an expert about American Beauty?
I know my way around the movie. I don't quote lines from it, but I know it well. I've seen it many times. Many times.
I have a $1 bet with my girlfriend.
Okay.
We have had this bet the whole time I've known her.
I hope I can help.
How long I've been dating her now? 9 months, something like that.
Hello?
Hello. Hello, friend.
Hi.
Hi there. Now, Janet, you're on the air.
Hi, Janet.
Oh, hello.
Hello.
Hi. I just thought of you because I was,
Wait. Are you calling me your friend?
Yes, I'm doing that whole thing where we're not affectionate with each other.
Oh, okay. Well, all right. Bye then. Okay. Yes,
right.
Friend.
Yeah. All right.
How are you?
So here's the deal.
Yes.
The whole time that I've known Janet, we've mentioned movies that each of us likes. We both like American Beauty.
Right.
She maintains that in the scene when Kevin Spacey is smoking the killer weed and working out in his garage, very important to note, the scene where he's working out in his garage lifting weights, smoking weed, she says he is listening to American Woman by the Guess Who. I
can't help you.
I say no. He's either listening to Hendrix or he's listening to Bob Dylan. Now, Janet comes over this weekend.
I know listeners will be able to help, but I can't help.
Janet comes over this weekend and she says, ha-ha, I brought my American Beauty.
Going to settle this bet.
She brought it on VHS. I am sorry that I am such a modern man.
You could not take the time, the tedious time to fast forward to that part of the movie?
No. I've only got one VHS.
Oh, you don't have a VHS player.
Yeah, actually.
And she put the thing in the VHS thing, and it's been so long it's been used, the TV, like, froze up and said, what the frig are you doing to me?
Well, first of all, you're cheating. Because you're going to have we have a money bet on this.
$1, one American dollar.
Yes, that's all he would bet me. And so we were going to...
Well, hold on, excuse me.
Hold on, excuse me.
I don't want to hurt your feelings in any way. Aren't you in between gigs right now?
Yes, but I am...
That's why we're betting $1.
Wait, but I am not a homeless person.
No, you're not.
I manage my money well.
I know you could afford $2. You could afford two.
I have a substantial emergency fund that I've set aside through the years.
I know, you're
doing
great.
I could bet you more than that.
An emergency betting fund?
All right. So
an emergency, yes.
What are you saying? What are you saying that I'm not getting across here the correct way?
Okay, well, no. You have three VHS in your machines in your house. One down in the exercise room.
Right.
One up in the room where I change.
Right.
There's one up there. And then there's the one that ate my tape down in the family room. So we couldn't even get it out to put it into a different
room. So you haven't been able to settle the bet.
No, we have not.
No,
so
that
is
got
a break now.
Thank you, Rob.
No.
Yes, that is the question for anybody out there. And specifically,
what if your crazy listeners are going to call in? Your beloved listeners.
I know.
And they're going to come in and.
Okay, whoa, slow down.
I know that song is in the movie.
I agree, it's in the movie. I think it's when he buys the red car.
You could be right.
And Janet thinks that it is specifically when he's lifting the weights and smoking the weed that costs like thousands of dollars.
I think it's also when he gets the car, when he's driving down, and he's got his arm out the window, but when he is...
No. Hold on. Janet, now you're switching it.
No, I'm not. But I still stand 100% confident that when he is on his back, pumping those weights, and then he stands up and looks at his reflection with the ripples in the mirror, that song is going when he's coming
right.
this way.
Now that you bring it up, I think what it might be is he's listening to American Woman when he's driving, and he's listening to Hendrix when he's lifting.
If that's the case, I'm the big, big, fat winner.
But I'm sure somebody's got a copy.
I do mean big fat. All right, well, we'll find out. I'll call you later. I just thought about it because we were just mentioning Kirsten Dunst and the...
I rock.
She wouldn't be in that movie because she didn't want to kiss Kevin Spacey.
Oh.
Isn't that something? How about that?
How about that? And you know, it gives you motivation because you get to, you know, what perfect timing they have bringing this movie out right before Halloween.
What movie?
The movie that it's on Saturday night at 8:00.
Oh, you mean it's going to be on regular cable?
No, it's on TNT. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Even though it's locked in the machine, we can actually TiVo it and watch it on TV.
Yeah, but see, if it's on TNT, it might be edited. Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, you might not get full view of the peanut butter cops.
No, you won't on TNT.
So,
okay.
Happy Halloween, trick or treat.
All right. Listen, I will talk to you later.
Okay.
All right. Bye then.
Bye then.
Bye then.
Okay, goodbye.
Okay, come on.
All right, you know. Goodbye.
Bye. You guess. Bye. Right, Jesus.
TNTH.
Here is.
You got an answer?
Joe Ardinger.
I don't have an answer. However, when he's in his car, he is, and he's high, and I guess he goes to the drive-thru, he is listening to American Woman.
What about when, but Janet maintains, when he's lifting weights and smoking weed.
That could be All Along the Watchtower by Bob Dylan. I'm kind of doing
what
that.
I said it was either Dylan or
Hendrix.
Or,
yeah,
or Hendrix.
That would be both.
Yeah.
We're getting lots of calls.
That would be huge for me.
I assume people are queuing it up to find
out. Yeah, probably getting it ready right now.
That would be huge for me. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
The whole dollar.
Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
It's Bob Dylan he's listening to when he's getting high.
Well, he gets high like three
movie.
Different times in the
movie. When he's working out that Don and his girlfriend are arguing about.
Do you have it? Do you have the movie in front of you?
You have it there?
I don't have it, but I know it by
Don't you think that's the definitive way to say it's going to have to be somebody that's got
Someone's
the movie
got
in their house?
All right, thank you, friend. Thank you, friend.
Still got a break now!
Thank you, Robbie. Be right back.
Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Americans. This is Paul Harvey. Stand by for news. Jacksonville, Florida. Chuck enjoys marijuana. So he decided to accept Paul Harvey's suggestion. He gave up. He went to the phone. He called me. He ordered a bong. Bong, that's a pipe used to smoke marijuana. I want you to hear this carefully because you're thinking about a Valentine's Day present for somebody you love very much. Quote, my marijuana bong arrived Saturday, and after I opened the box, I was in shock. My eyes were locked open wide. My whole house was now a concert hall. Quote, I'm listening to all of my old CDs again because I have never really heard them before. Quote, with heat eating your ears, you're gouging out and tearing loose and pulling apart, gulping air and tasting black. Your windpipe is closing and you've lost track of which way is out. There's a searing ember down your neck. Somebody's singed a kitten. Now, for that Valentine's Day gift, it's not too early for you to choose a bong. If you're anything but happy with it, I'll buy it back. To locate your nearest dealer, telephone 1-800-BONG.
Oh, big party tomorrow night.
Get ready for some hot fun. Tomorrow, the Don and Mike Reno-style show returns to Hooters of Rockville, 1471 Rockville Pike. Come enjoy the scenery as you feast your eyes on the tempting, beautiful, voluptuous figure of the entire Don and Mike crew. Delicious Don, mouth-watering Mike, bodacious Bud, red-hot Rob, and John and Joe, your joy boys. The fun starts at 8 p.m., so come out and revel in their sexiness. Oh, yeah, and the Hooters girls are pretty, too. Don and Mike at Hooters of Rockville. We'll see you there, baby. Buzz Burbank is certified clean. Medical documentation on file. Thank you.
The Don and Mike Show.
He's clean, all right.
Oh, boy.
Listen to them, and you will turn to butter. The Don and Mike Show.
Long version, don't you know?
Yeah, and the only version, in my humble opinion.
We still don't have the definitive
word. We don't?
Measure man. Getting calls from people on both sides of the fence. Watching the movie right now. But what is the scene that we're talking about? The scene that we're talking about is where he's sitting the weight and smoking the weed.
Well, we did the guy that called before the break was legit, I thought. I mean, he didn't have the movie with him, but he was very secure in his opinion.
Right. All we've had is people calling saying, I remember, but nobody's got it on them.
Rockers.
Ed, how you doing, baby?
Talk it up, Donnie.
This is Al Qaeda. Coming at you at a good looking Tuesday afternoon.
It's a long one.
How's your ultimatum? Is your butt sticking to the bucket sheets this afternoon? This is for you, all you smelly sheets out there.
Wow, you effing C word.
Wow. I just decided to go a little misogynistic.
I'll kind of get, yeah, you get the big thumbs up. The giant oversized Kong thumb.
All right, well, we
sailed up into the air on that one.
We were nothing definitively about the bet with American Woman, so we'll let you know as soon as someone gets it on a video. Tomorrow on the show, we will definitely be talking about our One Boo Bigger Bonanza contest.
One Boo Bigger Bonanza.
That we want to get to where gals who have one breast bigger than the other.
One Boo Bigger Bonanza is a copyrighted feature.
Be able to come by the station and Rob's got the whole Bonanza music.
It's the One Boo Bigger Bonanza.
Ladies, if one of your jugs is bigger than the other,
Buzz has the measuring tape over there,
you can win $500 in cash. Like to play the game on the show this week, like have to come down to our studios in classic Rockville, Maryland.
Maybe we'll even have something like bagels. Maybe I'll bring like one of those plastic bags full of bagels. No butter, no toaster, no nothing. Just a plastic bag of bagels for the One Boo Bigger Bonanza.
We're going to start trolling for this tomorrow.
But seriously, what is better than a big bag of bagels for the One Boo Bigger Bonanza? Maybe a bubble. Nothing bigger for a One Boo Bigger Bonanza than a big bag of bagels. Unless they're buttered.
Bitchin'.
But we won't have butter bagels. I agree, the butter big bag of bagels would be better. All right, forget it. I'm stopping now. I'm getting a headache. I'm starting to feel like a Sacramentan.
Well,
by doing that, yeah, I really
did. Michael Merritt.
If I did that one more time, I would have felt very Sacramentan.
Great feeling.
Go ahead, try it one more time.
Well, you know, we're not going to have butter. We'll have one big buttered bag of bagels for the big boo better than.
We'll talk about it tomorrow.
Thank God.
And we've got the Reno Style Show tomorrow night,
yeah,
at Hooters of Rockville. Love to meet you. Come on by. Really, it is our way of saying thank you for listening to the show and supporting the show. And, you know, the ratings have been up and 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 up. So we want to say thank you very much. Thank you for listening harder.
Yes, we appreciate it.
Big day tomorrow. Ratings are announced tomorrow, too, for the summer ratings. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
We've either set it up as a day to eat a big S sandwich or a day to have a little coprophilia fun.
Well, you know something. We'll be in good moods tomorrow night regardless.
Yeah. with those who doubt the power of this program.
Amen.
Right. So anyway, that's a big day tomorrow, big party tomorrow night.
Yay.
Here's a guy who's got the scene queued up, Walter.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike Show. Howdy, Walter.
How's it going, guys?
Very well.
Got it all ready to go?
Yes, I do.
Let's hear it now. This is the scene, to be specific, for the bet with my girlfriend, where Kevin Spacey's smoking the weed in his garage while he's lifting weights.
Here you go, guys.
Here we go.
You guys hear it?
Yep.
Yeah, let it roll.
Dylan. Dylan doing Hendrix.
Okay. There you go, guys.
That's
Thank
it.
You. Thank
That's
you, it. My friend.
You know, and you forget the great dialogue that makes that a great movie. Oh, Mom's mad.
Hold on. Hey, Rob, what do we got for him? Something, right?
Yeah.
Come on, get this guy something.
Got a right cheer.
Come on, Kong, for goodness sakes. That's right. That's right. Go to the little notebook. Everything's in order. All the papers are in a neat order. You got your three-punch notebook, for goodness sakes.
Very handy.
Looking for a prize.
We don't have prizes after.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. We've had them for years.
John might have pulled them.
Are you still on the line, caller?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, you've won $20.
Cool.
You've won $20.
$20.
$20.
Mike's pulling $20 out of his wallet. Mm-hmm. Mike, I'm sure we have prizes to give away.
Just in case.
Sure.
We've got 20.
Yeah, in case. You got at least $20. Thank you. Hold on a second. Hold on a second, my friend.
I just got to make a real quick call.
La la la.
Yeah, little business to take care of.
La la la.
We should have some prizes.
We should.
We do.
He just we're in the other business.
No, it's not. We've had the sheet. He just doesn't know where the sheet is. He's looking furiously for it.
Feverishly. Doggedly.
Everyone's burping now. It's fun to burp on the radio.
Hello.
Hello, loser.
You know?
Yes.
You?
Yes, loser?
I will leave this up.
Loser says what?
Conceding. I am not conceding because
loser
I'm
says what?
Sure mm-hmm. that it is the scene that I am talking about, and that will only happen when my eyeballs and your eyeballs see it on TV ourselves.
Loser says what?
There are two scenes that he's looking
away. Put the money up front.
Oh. What, $1?
Money's money. A bet is a bet.
Darling, I've got a dollar and change in the couch. You know that.
He thinks the lady is not willing to concede as of yet.
No, I am not conceding until I see it myself.
Sorry, you're a big loser.
And at that point, no. I know your listeners.
All right, they're going to stack the deck against you because they love me so much they want me to win this bet.
Exactly, because you are the kings.
Well, technically, though, that is why we actually waited to have somebody play a segment from
him. I mean, really, Janet, I don't know if you heard the dialogue, but it's when she comes in.
He says, Mom's mad.
Yeah, Mom's mad.
When she opens the garage door.
That's the scene you're talking about, right, sweetie?
No, baby, I know exactly what scene I'm talking about, and it's been so long since I've seen it.
You're wrong.
I
need everybody's help to prove we're wrong on this. Thank you. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm sorry. You know.
All right, then.
Okay. All right, then. See you later.
All right.
Goodbye, then.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, then.
Also,
goodbye, friend.
Bye, friend.
Goodbye. It's a dollar for you.
There she goes. There she goes. God damn, isn't that just like a woman? Aren't they really all, when you just get down to it, aren't they really all just the same?
Hey, you
yes.
know what? That's another Bob Dylan song.
Aren't they really all just the same? And she bets just like a woman.
Like a woman.
Hey, now, look at this. Hold on. I want to make sure we get to this, for goodness sake. I'm looking at our local newspaper, the Washington Post.
I like you heard of it.
Today, as I do always, I go to the sports page first thing, right? Yeah, but here's your headlines.
Yeah.
I'll go from the bottom to the top. You've got a thing about Carlos Delgado,
right?
A big hitter for the New York Mets.
Mm-hmm.
Then you've got like half a page of what's wrong with the Washington Redskins. Then you've got the Bears game against the Cardinals. Then you've got.
Do they have a final in there this morning?
Yes, they do.
They did. Hey, yeah. All right. Kudos.
Chicago's first scores 3 TDs, none by its offense, to come down from 20 points to beat the Cardinals.
Gotta love that satellite technology.
What's the top item today in the Washington Post? Sports. Diminished body. persevering spirit, nurturing medical staff keeps Barbaro alive.
All right.
I don't believe it. Not only does the goddamn horse get the top billing,
sure.
You know, top fold. Go inside, friends, to page E7
okay.
and take a look at this. This is an entire page where there's a picture of Barbaro, there's a picture of his Get Well card.
It's a half-page picture.
And joining us now... Those are the wrong horns, Kong. I thought we wanted the Kentucky Derby horns. You couldn't find them.
They're with the prizes.
God, you're worthless. Where's Barbaro? Hey, Barbaro. Does he need the door?
Yes, he does. He's mentioning for the door.
Hey, Barbaro. How you doing? Rob, I thought you had the...
I looked in the entire break.
Oh, that stinks. Hi, Barbaro. How you doing, Barbaro?
I'm not really that perky.
You don't feel very perky?
Well, let's talk.
This is the Don and Mike show, Barbaro.
Oh.
Don't you remember we had you on?
Oh, God.
We had you on right after you broke your leg?
Oh, yeah. That was a long time ago, Don.
The reports say that you're doing better.
Don, I'm barely alive. I'm barely alive. Not today, Don. I'm just having one of my bad days.
Are people still sending you apples and carrots?
Oh, man, I'm so sick of cotton picking apples and sugar cubes. Hmm. They send me stale, smelly brown carrots. And I just say, shut the F up and let me die. I don't want to be on the planet anymore. What I am is not a horse. I'm not a horse anymore. I'm some sort of cotton picking medical freak. Barely kept alive. Tubes in me, plates in my shattered leg. I got 3 legs in the grave, Don. I'm not doing good. That I can't even keep anything down. Somebody gave me a quarter of an apple the other day, and I did what I always do.
What's that?
And threw it right up.
Now, hold on.
Not there. Doing well. Don't believe, Don, what you read in the cotton picket newspaper.
Pennsylvania's New Bolton Center nurse Jamie DeFazio marvels at the patient in her care. Uh-huh.
Oh, my stomach.
Sometimes it's just the two of us sitting there.
Yeah.
Easy when he's sleeping.
Yeah, easy when I sleep because she pumps me full of all the horse tranquilizers, so I just sleep all day. You know what she is? She's an enabling person to make me feel... I just don't feel good. I want to die. Oh, no, I want to go either die. I said, put me out. This is done. They got me pumping full of all these different drugs and all the antibiotics. I don't know what I'm going to do. Every now and then.
5 months after you shattered your leg at the Preakness, you no longer look like the majestic animal that you were.
However, like I need to read that. I look at my Swiss cheese leg. My God.
Oops.
I just did that myself. I was leading. Leaning on the microphone switch, Don, and I seem to have turned my microphone off.
Barbaro, I got to ask you something real quick.
I had a cotton picking fly. Get off my ass. Get off my ass.
How many more days do you think you'll live?
Well, Don, they put a saddle on me just a couple of days
ago. Don't you have a number, though?
How many more days?
How many more days do you think you've got left?
I don't know, Don. I'm not feeling too perky right now. I'd say...
Don't you remember about... You can't say.
I can't say.
Not at
all. Oh, yeah. How many more days?
How many more days you got, Barbaro?
I'm not optimistic, but I'll try to give you my best answer. Hold on a second. Did that get to 5?
It was 4.
There's my answer. My saddle keeps slipping off as I've lost all the weight.
Yeah.
I just don't know. I wish someone just take me out of this harness. I can run. I can run with all the fillies. I can do all the things I'm supposed to do.
Hey,
just don't have me trapped in this prison. I'm a prisoner. You know what I am, Don?
What, Barbara?
I'm a convicted prisoner of my own body. I can't get out of my own way. I'm going to sprint. I'm going to run for the roses again, Don, but the roses are going to be in the cotton picking cemetery. That's what's going to happen to me.
Nice talking to you, Barbara.
Always a pleasure. Don't send me any more goddamn sugar cubes. Make me sick to my stomach.
You want to take one call?
I'll take a call.
Call, call for Barbara.
Hello, this
Hello.
Is Barbara.
Hello, guys.
Hi.
Hi, guys.
Who's this?
This is Elvis.
What's wrong with you?
This is Elvis.
What the hell is wrong with you? I'm a sick horse. What are you talking about?
I'm not no sick horse.
I meant to say force. I said horse. I'm a sick, cotton-picking horse, and why you call it?
I want to talk to the boys.
I got no time for tards right now.
Watch it.
Watch it yourself. I'm Barbaro, man. Don't you know that I'm a hurting horse? I broke my leg in 500 places. You're calling in. You're calling me a force instead of a horse?
A
the
horse.
Hell is wrong
horse,
with you? You
horse.
Hit your head on something?
Yeah.
You bump your head?
Yeah. Can I help you?
You can't help me. I don't want to talk to you. And don't send me any more apples or carrots or sugar cubes or anything like that.
He doesn't even understand, Barbaro.
Do you know who I am? Do you know who I am?
I'm the doctor for the horse.
What horse?
Your horse.
What was the race that I ran in? It got hurt.
The Preakness.
Oh, a bovine of clarity.
He's mentally retarded.
A bovine of cotton picking clarity. And, oh, that's an evil, that's a bad scientist laugh.
We got a break here. Barbaro, thank you for your time.
A very good cotton picking pleasure. And now I'll spread out. Thanks for those horns.
Those are awful horns.
Cheap, half-assed horns. Speed wag. I'll kick you right in the ball.
Dynamite, go to break.
Thank you, Don.
Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
Yeah. The Don and Mike Show.
Fulfilling nature's order. The Don and Mike Show.
Here we go, Buzz. Tonight brought to you by... Cox. And now here's Buzz.
Hi, Don Mike.
Excuse me, Cox. News and comment sponsorship. Brought to you by Cox Communications, your friend in the digital age. Cox services include local long-distance phone, high-speed internet, and digital cable. Call 703-480-6222 to order. Cox. Yeah. Now, Buzz.
Hi, Don Mike.
Buzz Cox. Yeah.
U.S. and South Korean intelligence.
The Buzzcocks. The Flying Buzzcocks.
It's a good name.
From South Carolina. I'm sorry, that's game.
The Swinging Buzzcocks.
It's my team name for next year. U.S. and South Korean intelligence say North Korea is getting ready to test another nuclear weapon.
Right.
An unofficial spokesman for Kim Jong-il says North Korea has a hydrogen bomb and is ready to test it. He goes on to say, quote, if the Bush administration makes more provocations, both New York City and Tokyo will be blazed.
Oh, my God.
Hold on. Who said that?
An aide to Kim Jong-il.
He's got AIDS?
No. One of his spokesmen.
Wait, one of his spokesmen has AIDS?
No. One of his spokesmen says that New York and Tokyo will be blazed.
Who has AIDS?
No one in this story.
I thought Rob had AIDS.
I have Rob AIDS. It's different.
So Rob AIDS are for acid indigestion when you get tired of dealing with Rob.
Come in a little roll. Have you seen Letterman's new bit where he goes to Kim Jong-il, but it's Marty Allen?
Yeah.
Oh, you're kidding.
Oh, it is funny.
Oh, with the old clips of Marty Allen. Yeah.
Well, with the bad hair.
Yeah. Marty Allen would be tough to go to him now, I believe.
Makes no, sense. I think he's with him.
You think he's still alive?
I do.
Right.
Maybe not his partner, Allen. No, that's not them.
No, that's Avery Shriver.
That's the guy that took Marty Fife's place.
Right.
On terrible. Avery.
Jack Burns.
Yeah. Hey, anyway, you know, excuse me. There we were having fun. Buzz wants to discuss nuclear war.
Nuclear war about the prospect of New York City being nuked.
You know, in case something comes up.
With AIDS.
North Korea is also saying that a UN attempt to punish it for conducting these tests is an act of war. South Korea says it hopes the sanctions being discussed will be the kind of thing that will actually draw North Korea to the bargaining table.
Again, I know I've said it before. I just say it again. The UN's a freaking joke.
It is.
You know what that is?
A lot of people feel that
way. That is.
And it has been for a long time.
Just a joke with their...
And everybody, most people agree on that.
But they're antiquated listening devices to hear what someone else is saying in another...
That's the part, though, you really hate about the
UN. Headphones.
That's the part that kills you. It ain't anything about the ineffectiveness. You don't like those goofy little 1960s headphones they use.
I also don't like the fact that we're talking about this crap head... in North Korea,
yeah.
And all we're doing is our guy, Mr. Mustache, sits there and goes, look, there's an empty seat. Well, big deal. If I was...
You mean the Monopoly man that we have there?
Yeah, if I was Kim Jong-il, Bolton is his name, like Michael Bolton or something like
right.
that. I wouldn't go either. I go, why should I go to this party?
What you do is you take the guy Bolton out of the UN, you send him over to North Korea, he knocks on the door, and he looks at Kim Jong-il, he says, do not pass go. That'll fix him. Community chest.
As for the war in Iraq, let's turn to White House Press Secretary Tony Snow. Are we winning? That's the question from a reporter yesterday. Tony's answer? I don't know. How do you define winning?
Well, look at this guy. Look at the guy's name. And consider his job, all right? Everything he says,
uh-huh.
It's a snow job.
Tony goes on to say...
It's appropriate.
The name of it?
It's Tony Snow. Kind of looks like Frankenstein without the bolt in his head.
A younger...
He would be... You know, you would need minimal makeup to make him look like a great Frankenstein.
Get him running. All the people from Fox News pretending to the villagers running after him.
Pitchfork.
Tony Snow went on to say, as you've seen in previous wars, there are spikes in violence. He also said, we're making progress. The president's made it obvious we're going to win. And then they went all round and round about the various possible meanings of stand up, stand down, to bed, and what a day.
But they're still doing this? What the hell? When do they get it?
This is like the same pep talk that the Arizona Cardinals got last night before their game.
Right.
You know, please.
And it almost worked.
Gasoline prices are now at their lowest level of the year, and with 3 weeks to spare till Election Day. The price dropped another 3.5 cents last week to a national average of $2.22 a gallon. That means the prices have dropped by more than 80 cents a gallon since the 1st of August. In Missouri, it's now less than $2 a gallon.
You know, they don't have to be anything other than transparent. And I will be very curious to see gas prices after the election. Just, you know, I'm not saying there's anything going on. I just want to see what happens in the run-up to Christmas. I want to see what oil prices do.
All the experts,
really,
all the officials deny there's any connection. Try to tell that to the American
$80
people.
$80 a gallon, Rob says.
See, again, we're giving the government too much credit here.
Probably.
To think that our idiotic government could actually manipulate the price of oil.
I'm not saying our government is by any stretch. I'm saying the oil companies are. I'm saying the oil companies are doing this.
Yeah, but I know we're the biggest sucker on the end of the string, that we've got the carrot in front of our nose.
Right.
I don't think they're that smart either.
Well, I don't know. You know what I think? Really, it'll be obvious if the prices go up.
Touche, Buzz. I mean, yeah, they are turning a tiny profit.
Yeah, a bit of one.
But how about us? We're all excited because it's down to 2.25 a gallon.
It's all perception.
Doesn't take much to please us.
It's really still quite expensive.
Maybe you've wondered.
It is.
He's right.
You know, he's right.
It is, though.
Yeah.
It is. You fill up and it's still, you know, I mean, it sucks.
It's not expensive for me.
You know when it hits me?
And when?
When it gets to 7.
$7 a gallon. That's when you start complaining?
$7 a gallon. That's when I stop driving with the air conditioning on all the time.
When it's $7 a gallon, you'll have to buy gas because you'll be picking all of us up.
We're all going to work. Carpool. Maybe you've wondered if Mark Foley would be the only congressman caught with his pants down around former pages.
He's a fag.
Now a second lawmaker is a person of interest to the House Ethics Committee.
Which suck on that, losers.
Has been investigating the page program as well as Mark Foley. Quoting a member of that committee, it's only been allegations made, other allegations, not about Mr. Foley. As we mentioned yesterday, the U.S. attorney is looking at Arizona Republican Jim Colby, who took some boys on a camping and rafting trip. What?
Also Barbara Mikulski.
Well,
you're funny.
That's a whole different
that's
probe.
A good one.
Picture her in those camp counselor shorts.
Oh, yeah.
Goddamn right.
Baby.
You tell me that's not a turn on. I don't care if you're a man, a woman, or somewhere in between.
That's the nice thing about her is her androgyny.
Nobody says no to McCluskey.
Mm-hmm.
The FBI is also investigating that camping and rafting trip, but America's lawmakers are trying to turn a page here. cleaning up Congress.
Hey, you just made a joke.
What?
I mean, we get jokes. Turn a page.
Cleaning up Congress, or at least giving the appearance of cleaning up Congress, is once again the flavor of the month. The FBI has raided the homes of Congressman Kurt Weldon's daughter and a close friend to seize documents. Bureau's investigating whether the congressman hooked them up with lobbying and consulting contracts. Weldon, a 10-term Republican in a tight race for re-election, says the investigation is politically motivated. Now, over in the Senate, Democrat...
What was that?
It's just funny that he's saying it's politically motivated. I mean, isn't it normally the party in power that can do that kind of stuff?
Right.
I mean, has the power to do that.
Whenever the finger...
Why is he saying that, man? That makes him look guilty when he says that.
Trying to get the heat off of him. Is it working? Over in the Senate, Democrat Harry Reid's been using campaign donations to pay Christmas bonuses.
Harry Reid, great name for a porn actor.
He's been paying bonuses to his staff at the Ritz with campaign donations. Where, by the way, he has a very nice condo at the Ritz-Carlton here. It's illegal to use campaign money for personal expenses. And this comes up as Reid had just announced he was amending his ethics report to Congress. Now, after a news report about $1 million he got from land he no longer owns, he's providing an accounting of all that.
Buzz?
Yes?
I give you the voice of the wilderness.
Okay.
Where's the good news?
Yeah, is anything happy and better?
All of this. Where's the good news after a long day of slaying the dragon? You get in your automobile, you punch up the Don and Mike show, maybe hear some laughter, maybe shed a tear, maybe get some testosterone going the way the guys like to battle with the stupid colors.
Ladies and gentlemen, when Don says slaying the dragon, let's point out that we had the dragons on earlier today. The Captain and Tennille, Daryl and Tony Dragon were on the show. Antoinette Dragon.
Killer booking by Kong Klaus Ewak.
Well, to some people, catching the bad guy is good news, or at least falsely accusing someone, depending on the case of the story. As for Mr. Reid, he believes his problem is politically motivated as well.
Harry Reid.
Yes, Harry Reid.
Remember him? Harry Reid. That's Harry.
Harry Reid.
Where's the good news, Buzz?
Bad Decision 06. I think you'll like this. The bookies say Bad Decision 06 goes to the Democrats. The Iowa Electronics Market is a research firm where wagering is limited to $500 a person. It says there's a 67% chance the Democrats will retake the House next month. The Irish betting site Intrade says the probability is 69%.
And that's going to work because it's run by leprechauns. Tiny little people who are going to make sure you get your proper wagers in prior to election day. Thank you.
I bet $5.
Quite a jump from about a month ago.
I bet my whole pot of gold.
In California, Arnold's numbers may have gotten a boost from something a Republican...
Are you ready for this?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm looking for something else. I'm sorry. My apologies. I was just getting ready for your next story.
Okay. Arnold's numbers...
No matter what it is.
Arnold's numbers may be getting a boost...
Boring.
...from something a Republican assemblywoman told...
Boring.
I always thought you liked Arnold.
Boring. I'm just screwing with you, Buzz.
I know.
I'm just screwing with you.
I know that.
You know, why don't you just read the funny papers?
The funny papers, the comics.
Yeah, you're a fan of the funny papers. You know, one of these days, instead of just standing up here wearing your Darth Vader outfit and your skull and crossbow, standing up here being the ominous sign of everything bad that's going on in the world.
You want him to throw on an Andy Cap outfit?
Yeah, well, I want you to, you know, read the family circus to us.
Anybody who's read the comics lately know that they're not nearly as funny as the real news.
Horoscope.
Or horrible scope.
Horrible scope.
Yeah, always be
horrible scope.
DJs love them.
I'm sorry. Here I am just, you know, with my own agenda. Buzz, what was next? I'm sorry.
I was going to talk about Arnold's...
Boring.
Oh, he did it again.
He set you up there.
You see, it's the news of the day, and any given day, I'm a victim of whatever's
boring.
Available to be had, you see.
You make stuff up, then.
Well, not really, not in the news business. Maybe in the DJ game.
Oh, hold on. that's why you say, I'm Buzz Burbank. Yeah. Oh, excuse me, our top story tonight. God damn, Cameron Diaz has a penis. I mean, now people are listening. Now, then you put all your war stuff in.
Uh-huh.
Then you put all your Bush stuff in.
Uh-huh.
Or you could just, is it the cheating if you just use fake headlines?
Like, yeah.
Nude clown terrorizes shopping mall.
Yeah,
that story.
Technically that is cheating.
Oh, all right, yeah. Okay.
We got a break!
Yes, we do.
Boring!
Sorry about that boring guy, Arnold Schwarzenegger, when we return.
All right, thank you.
Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Now, Big Show.
God is their audience. The Don and Mike Show.
Big free show tomorrow night.
Yeah, baby.
It's our Reno-style show. Love to meet you. Come on out. That's tomorrow. Tomorrow night, Wednesday, October 18th. Hooters of Rockville.
We look forward to seeing everybody there.
We will be there starting at about 8 o'clock. Tomorrow night, see you there. Reno style show. Should be a lot of fun. A lot of raunchy fun.
Yeah.
Buzz?
Yes.
I was playfully kidding you during the
boring.
Yes, I know. Segment. I've got some what I consider to be breaking news.
Really?
That I don't think is
boring.
All right. I just wrote down some notes from Mike during the break.
Uh huh.
Quotes from my buddy Mike.
Okay.
He ate bad today for lunch. Smoking again.
Not a lot.
He might be ready to throw in the towel on the food thing.
Wow.
Food is harder than booze to give up.
That is big news.
According to Mike. There you go. See, now, now I'm listening.
See, if you do a little digging.
Now I'm listening. That's news to me.
Mm-hmm.
Mike O'Mara facing his demons.
I'm having a hard time.
I know you are.
I'm having a real hard time.
I know.
And Carla knows I'm having a hard time. Uh-huh. And she's doing the best she can, but I also understand her feeling of, you know, when she makes the effort, like to make the Weight Watchers dinner and stuff like that. And as I told you, she's going out to dinner with her mom tonight, and so I'm on my own. And seriously, temptation is my mistress.
You haven't satiated that temptation.
I don't know what's wrong. It's the cold air. Clam. It's the cold air.
That's right.
Clam chowder today.
And a lobster roll.
Lobster roll today.
Yeah. I just happened to be here early. Went over to the local seafood place.
Yes.
And got me a, man, God, what a sandwich. Look at that son of a bitch.
I bet they are good.
Really, really. They are.
Who doesn't like lobster?
And in that form, I think it's the best form to eat it.
Here's the thing that you said during the break, and I think you were kidding.
Mm-hmm.
But you said, I got to get some serious help.
Yeah.
Like someone who's...
Like Chubby Checkers.
Like someone who's drinking themselves to death.
I know. Well, I'm
not to that point.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
On. No.
You close.
Well, no, I'm not. I mean, as far as weight, I'm not that.
No.
But I'm falling.
Yeah. I'm falling. Don't worry.
No, I'm not. That's the thing. That's why I'm doing it again. I'm just talking about it to hope that maybe that'll motivate me, but it's not.
It's not working.
It's doing the opposite.
No.
Hey, how are you?
What do you think for dinner tonight?
Oh, boy. Could be anything.
Has anything crossed your mind?
Yeah, something...
Will it be a drive through?
Buzz, you know what I always say. Something sweet, something salty. Thank
you. There you go. Perfect combo.
Drive through or sit down, you think?
Maybe sit down tonight. Maybe you sit down.
Take home?
No. As I said, I'm on my own.
So you might eat out tonight?
Yeah, I might eat out.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Something from the Orient?
No. Continental cuisine.
Ah.
Yeah. The best.
Only the best.
Only the best.
Well, seafood's covered.
Yeah, whatever.
Hi there, Bob.
Hi. In California, Arnold Schwarzenegger's numbers may have gotten a boost from something a Republican assemblywoman told some high school students. Bonnie Garcia.
Hi, this is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Bonnie Garcia told the kids at La Quinta High she wouldn't kick him out of bed.
Oh, God.
A couple of teachers' aides were appalled. They thought it was inappropriate on a couple of levels. Their kids, he's married.
Is she a supporter?
Yes.
Yeah, of course.
She is, yeah.
I don't think teachers with aides should be around little kids.
Very bad.
Quoting the hussy lawmaker, if anyone was offended by the silly questions asked
hussy.
And the joking answer I gave, I sincerely apologize. She says her conversation with the young adults was, quote, engaging, frank, and lighthearted.
How old were the kids?
High school kids.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. She may have just been returning.
Old enough.
Yes, exactly, Don. She may have just been returning a compliment from the governor when he said last month that Cubans and Puerto Ricans like Garcia are feisty because of their mixed black and Latino blood.
You know, he says so many smart things.
That he gets away with. And he does. He gets away with it. He's going to win.
Yeah.
Isn't he going to win going away?
I think so, yeah.
You know, Buzz, who am I to tell you how to stack out your news? That's your thing. Why would you go with that Kim Jong-il crap when you've got Arnold saying that the mixing of these races is what makes her such a beautiful woman?
Right.
That's your headline, boy.
And incidentally, note to California Democrats, enough of the pencil-necked geeks. Okay? Get a movie star. They're thick with them out there.
Someone less pale.
Get a movie star. He's a bad movie star, and he got to be governor. You don't put even, a movie star against
don't
him.
Don't even need one as good as Warren Beatty.
No, you don't. In fact, Warren Beatty might be too political.
Right.
You need one less political.
Rob
you got to draft one.
Rob
there you go. I'm done. That's perfect.
Deuce Bigelow.
Winner.
California Gigolo.
There's the bumper sticker right there. It'd be perfect.
He'd win.
Another sign that broadcasters are ready to fight back against the FCC's nipple-inspired indecency witch hunt.
Oh, hold on. Let me just play this.
Mm-hmm.
If that's the case, if broadcasters are ready to fight the FCC,
yes.
Nobody told the people we work for.
Well, actually, the people we work for are the people doing the stalking.
Yeah, you might be surprised at this.
For one thing, the networks, including our own, have amassed an army of lawyers who are convinced the FCC cannot win this fight.
Leslie?
No, it's him to who we worship.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, yes, it's the big guy.
Viacom.
Push me up. Push me up.
Oh, Sumner Redstone.
That's right.
CBS head Sumner Redstone.
Here's the thing, Buzz.
Yes?
This may come from the top levels of CBS, but it will take so long to trickle down to the pussies we work for. Rob and I had a meeting this week. I won't bore you with it. I think we've had really good shows.
Yes.
I think we've been on top of our game. They are extremely upset about phrases, about verbiage, about words, about be careful, don't mention anything about a priest and a kid. Be careful. You can say oral, but you can't say the word sex after. You can't, whatever you do, you can't say, for instance, if you're on a ship and the ship is going to capsize, the ship is going to go down.
Yeah.
Well, that now we found out, you can't say that now either.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I mean, so don't, I'm not mad at you, Buzz.
I understand.
I'm mad at the news.
I understand what you're mad at.
What you're saying is, what you guys are both saying is that our company is going to CBS, our parent company, is finally going to stand up because old man Redstone is.
Well, I'm not saying that at all.
But
all I'm doing is an impression of Sumner based on Potter.
We had a meeting with him this week, and you would think, Jesus Christ, from the stuff that he gave us in this meeting, you would think that we're here dropping the F-bomb every other day.
You would think.
They had a whole new list of stuff that you can't say and that you can't talk about. And even like Daisy, okay?
Huh. We're a little concerned about that.
Hmm.
Daisy. It's a lovely.
That's our code word for vagina.
Well, now you've let that cat out of the bag.
Yeah.
So I'm going to run you out of town on a rail.
Oh, yeah. Tell me about it, please. This company sucks.
Clearly nothing.
They got no balls. They got no balls. Talking about indecency, no balls. No balls at all. Let's talk about Sumner's balls.
Well, you're not allowed to.
That's kind of what this is about.
Talk about his big balls.
While it's clear that absolutely nothing has changed yet, there are some things in the works. So, for example, the network's amassing these lawyers who are convinced the FCC cannot win the indecency fight in court. And
that's
now
true.
The networks are speaking out more publicly, quoting Sumner. Increasingly and alarmingly, a couple of thousand form complaints from people condemning shows they've never watched can result in a fine 10 times higher than a year ago.
Buzz, I'm sorry, I got to jump in again.
Yes.
Yeah, they're going to do this because it's about TV, because TV is more important than radio.
Mm-hmm.
The radio rules are still as vague as they ever have been. If anything, they're muddier now than they were when the whole nipple thing happened.
Mm-hmm. But CBS owns radio stations, too, as you know, and what they're doing is clearing the way.
No, what they're doing is, if you haven't noticed, selling all the radio stations.
Well, there's been some of that.
Well, that's my first word.
Profit.
Anyway. Profit, Mr. Man. There you are.
And I hope I summed it up for both of you.
You did.
Yes. Profit.
Anyway, Buzz is saying that our company is going to stand up and fight the man on this.
In court and in public. Sumner Redstone goes on to say that journalists, musicians, and artists are now living in a great deal of fear because of this, and that if the public's not happy with the program, they won't watch, and it will go off the air.
You'll notice that I was careful to omit a particular group of entertainers.
Who's that?
Disc jockeys.
Yeah.
There you have it.
You know, Sumner Redstone is seriously.
Oh, dear. Now I'm going to say, be careful. Now you're frightening me.
Anna Nicole Smith's next husband.
Oh, dear God.
That's what I think I am.
Jesus.
Good luck.
Mr. Ronald's comments are his own. Do not necessarily reflect the views of the
Council. I'll stand on that. That's okay.
There you go. Thank you, Donnie.
The future's so bright, you'll have to wear a cup. That story when we continue.
Okay, thank you, buddy.
Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating.
Yeah.
And entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
A division of Line One Industries International. The Don and Mike Show.
Anything but pink. I bet she's kind of roast beefy. Just one man's opinion. Uh-huh. I like pink.
Of course.
I find that that stupid Sunday Night Football song that I thought I would hate, I can't get it out of my head now.
Ah.
Wait a week for Sunday night.
She's marvelous.
Here's Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna.
Buzz likes pink.
Yeah. The story I promised about the future, I've decided to put off till the future. In favor of this crowd pleaser. Finally,
okay.
This is for anyone who's ever spent too long tied up in traffic because some guy on the bridge up ahead has decided to end his life during rush hour. In Charleston, South Carolina, all four northbound lanes on U.S. 17 were closed Sunday evening. Traffic was backed up in all directions. The traffic jam was extensive. And there on the bridge stood a man who pondered snuffing it. And then he had a change of heart, decided not to jump.
Something ponderous.
He called for help, and the police tried to help, almost got to him, and then, sadly, for the dude who had changed his mind and decided to embrace life, he lost his footing and fell 20 stories into the Cooper River.
Dear. I tell you something.
Yes?
That is not...
Boring.
That is not...
Boring. Happily, he survived the fall.
You ruined it.
Well, this way we can chat with him about tying up traffic with his personal problems. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Sorry, No, Don. Save yourself there, Buzz. We'll see you tomorrow, everybody, with a new episode. Our big party tomorrow night at Hooters of Rockville. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
You over there, good day to you.
Good day to you, sir. And Carl Klaus.
Hebrew National Hot Dog. Done.
See you tomorrow.
Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.